Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don Napoleon on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Dawn Napoleon.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh my God, that's her.
I've been gone for too long, think it's time I bring it back. I've been gone for too long, now it's time I take it back. Yeah, yeah, you like it when I move it to the beat like that. Got that boom boom in your ear, got them people burning low. Give me that bass, give me that bass.
Take it.
Eyes on Egypt presents Friday's Ramesses Social Night, a private affair. Enjoy a night of networking in an exclusive, intimate atmosphere. Get to know some of the most successful and dynamic group of leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, presidents, and CEOs. Be amongst the most progressive, successful movers and shakers in Newark. Cocktails start at 9 p.m. at All Eyes on Egypt, 145 South Warren Street, Monticello, Georgia, 31064. You must RSVP to attend at rsvp.rsm@gmail.com.
Are you tired of paying broadcast stations for a 30-second advertisement that costs the amount of our car payment? I don't know about you, but I am. They got you on the corner of Dubai Street and can't get it right. I advertise with Georgia Gossip Radio. I had so much traffic coming to my website, I thought it was rush hour. Next time, advertise.
Hi, this is Mitch Henry, introducing to you the most exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it. At IndieHeat.com, you're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, Straight Drop, brought to you by Trapaholic Mixtape. This mixtape features Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
OJ the Juice Man,
Kai, Jack Moon, 5020 Gimp, Sick as Jane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. Get to the paper. Believe it lands up. Available on Live Mixtape.
It like the best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy, mixed up fingernails, let me see if you can. Bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me. But what kind of head game comes with what I
return with a show that's on fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and providing healing for your soul. It's the all-new Donna Colleone Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon, Eastern Standard Time, on WCHG.
That's enough, okay? Welcome, everybody, to the Don Colleone Show. This is the top of the day, May 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com, WGAG Radio, Georgia Gossip Incorporated. Please believe it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Don Colleone Show. God damn it, we're about to get this thing started, boy. I have some very interesting and revealing news to share with the American public. And also the foreigners who have invaded America and then took over your government, which you have allowed, and all that other stuff. My fellow passive Americans that's in attendance today. Hey Perry, Perry for Congress. If you are in Memphis, Tennessee, please vote Perry for Congress. Perry Steele. If you are in Memphis, vote Perry for congressman. All right, Perry Steele is the name, and notice the key word is steal. It's time to steal the country back. We can't get the shit back right, so we got to steal the motherfucking shit back. And that's some shit, you know what I'm talking about? You know how we do it, right? A nigga break in our shit, or we let a nigga borrow our shit, and they never gives it back. So we got to go back over their house and steal our shit back from them motherfuckers? Yeah, we got to steal our shit back. But vote Congress, Perry for congressman. Perry Steele is the name. Seriously, if you are in Memphis or know anybody in Memphis, you know I've been on the campaign trail with you. Perry, I just want to put that on record. Mr. Congressman, you know he also have a blog talk show on Blog Talk, but one of the realest I've been to say Vietnamese. I'm sorry. I get vets and VAs and veterans and Vietnamese confused. One of the realest veterans on the planet next to my father. But please, Perry Steele, you know, we got to start changing, you know what I'm saying, what we have a problem with. And Perry Steele, you're doing a magnificent job in Memphis, you know what I'm saying, Tennessee. So please, y'all, once again, please vote Perry Steele for your congressman. This is a paid advertisement by WGAG Radio, keeping it in the community. All right. Also, I mean, I got the news coming up next, though, but we'll be – yeah, you got to steal your own stuff back. You got to steal your own stuff, you know. You got to steal your own stuff, Mr. Congressman. You got to steal your own shit back. We got to get in this motherfucker and take back our shit once you take back your righteous mind. Let me put that on record. Once you take back your righteous mind, you'll be able to take back everything that belongs to you. Oh, hold up. I'm trying to do 17 things at one time. See what it says. And never give it back. Okay, I got a text. New slogan. Once you take back that shit that's yours, you don't never give it back ever again, all right? This time when we get it, everybody, we can't get that shit back, all right? God damn. Tired of this shit, talking about there's a few good ones out there. Ain't no few good ones, no goddamn well. Gone with that shit. This is what fuck happened, goddamn. This is what happened 18 times. We even went through this shit 18 times. Ain't no few good ones out there, all right? God damn. Stop believing that lie. All right. I got the news coming up next. Other than that, man, let me see. Oh, shit. Okay, my flashback this moment. God damn it, right here, right now, the one and only, when Eminem went in on Mariah Carey. Y'all enjoy.
Only reason I dissed you in the first place, because you did not see me. Now I'm pissed off. Sit back, homie, relax. In fact, grab a six-pack, kick back while I kick back. Yeah, Dre, six-track, perfect way to get back. Wanna hear something wick-whack? I got the same exact tat that's on Nick's back. I'm obsessed now. Oh, geez, that's supposed to be me in the video with the goatee. Wow, Mariah didn't expect it to go balls out. Bitch, shut the fuck up before I put all them phone calls out. You made it my house when you was wildin' out. Before Nick, when you was on my dick, and give you something to smile about. How many times you fly to my house? Still trying to count. Better shut your lying mouth if you the one they're grinding out. You probably think cause it's been so long. If I had something on you, I would've did it by now. Oh, on the contrary, Mary Poppins, I'm mixing a studio session down and sending it to mastering to make it loud. Enough curing you to murder you. This is what the fuck I do. Mariah, it ever occur to you that I still have pictures? However you prefer to do, and that goes for Nick too. Faggot, you think I'm scared to you? You're gonna ruin my career, you better get one. Like I'ma sit and fight with you over some slut bitch cunt that made me put up with a psycho ass over 6 months and only spread a leg to let me hit one. Yeah, what you gonna say, I'm lucky? Tell the public that I was so ugly that you fucking had to be drunk to fuck me. Second base, what the fuck you tell Nick Punk? In the second week we were dry humping, it's gotta count for something. Listen, girly, surely you don't want me to talk about how I nutted early, cause I ejaculated prematurely and bust all over your belly and you almost started early and said I was gross. Go get a towel, your stomach's curling. Maybe you do, but if I'm embarrassing me, I'm embarrassing you. And don't you dare say it isn't true. As long as that song's getting airplay, I'm dissing you. I'm a hair away from getting carried away and getting sued. I was gonna sit for 16, that was 32. This is 34 bars, we ain't even third of the way through. Damn, Slim, Mariah played you. Mariah who? Oh, did I say whore, Nick? I meant a liar too. Like I've been going off on you all this time for no reason. Girl, you out there, alcoholic mind. Check your wine cellar, look at the amounts of all the wine. Like I fucking sit around and think about you all the time. I just think this shit is funny when I pounce you on a rhyme. But fuck it now, I'm about to draw the line. And for you to cross it, that's a mountain that I doubt you wanna climb. I can describe areas of your house you wouldn't find on an episode of Cribs. A blow below the ribs. If I hear another word, so don't go open in your jibs. Cause every time you do, it's like an overload of fibs. I ain't saying this shit again, ho, you know what it is. It's a warning shot, before I blow up your whole spot. Call my bluffing, I release every fucking thing I got. Including the voicemails right before you flip your top. When me and Luis was trying to stick two CDs in the same slot. I love you too. Let me whisper sweet nothings into your ear, boo. Know what you say?
It's nothing.
Yeah, so what I'll do is refresh your memory when you said
I want you.
Now that I keep going, or should we call true?
You think you cute, right?
Keep it sweet as I do.
I'm Mary Poppins, B.
And I'm Superman, ooh.
Mary P.
Shaded. Coming at you. So if you still be my
baby girl,
then I'll still be your
superhero.
Yeah, I'm
I'm right here.
You like this?
Nope, not anymore, dear. It cuts like a
knife
when I tell you get a
wife.
But I'm moving on with my nigga, that's your
wife.
Well, tell her to shut her mouth, then I'll leave her alone. If she don't
stick this,
then I'ma just keep going. Damn.
I see Marianne. Marianne saying, cut the tape. Cut the tape. Knife.
Yeah, y'all already know it. That is perfect.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't gonna bullshit you, dog. Shit, Eminem is the only motherfucker. Eminem is the only, listen, that motherfucker is the only motherfucker that actually made it in the rap game and was actually able to stand on his own. You know, big ups to Eminem, you know, Black Power. God damn it. Eminem did that shit. Eminem did that. My daughter actually told me that he's like the only white motherfucker that can actually say nigga and get away with it. Ain't that a bitch? Incredible. Ha! I love that shit, boy. Did he not go in, man? Did he got not go in? Uh-oh. Got a text message. They said encore that shit. Encore that
only reason I dissed you in the first place. Cause you did not see me. Now I'm pissed off. Sit back, homie, relax. In fact, grab a six pack. Kick back while I kick back. Yeah, Dre, sick track. Perfect way to get back. Wanna hear something wick-whack? I got the same exact tat that's on Nick's back. I'm obsessed now. Oh, geez, that's supposed to be me in the video with the goatee. Wow, Mariah didn't expect it to go balls out. Bitch, shut the fuck up before I put all them phone calls out. You made it my house when you was wildin' out. Before Nick, when you was on my dick and give you something to smile about. How many times you fly to my house? Still trying to count. Better shut your lying mouth if you the one they grinding out. You probably think cause it's been so long. If I had something on you, I would've did it by now. Oh, on the contrary, Mary Poppins, I'm mixing a studio session down and sending it to mastering to make it loud. Enough dirt on you to murder you. This is what the fuck I do. Mariah, it ever occur to you that I still have pictures? However you prefer to do, and that goes for Nick too. Faggot, you think I'm scared of you? You're gonna ruin my career, you better get one. Like I'ma sit and fight with you over some slut bitch cunt that maybe put up with a psycho ass over 6 months and only spread a leg to let me hit one. Yeah, what you gonna say, I'm lucky? Tell the public that I was so ugly that you fucking had to be drunk to fuck me. Second base, what the fuck you tell Nick Punk? In the second week we were dry humping, it's gotta count for something. Listen, girly, surely you don't want me to talk about how I nutted early cause I ejaculated prematurely and bust all over your belly and you almost started early and said I was gross. Go get a towel, your stomach's curling. Maybe you do, but if I'm embarrassing me, I'm embarrassing you. And don't you dare say it isn't true. As long as that song's getting airplay, I'm dissing you. I'm a hair away from getting carried away and getting through. I was gonna stop at 16, that was 32. This is 34 bars, we ain't even third of the way through. Damn, Slim, Mariah played you. Mariah who? Oh, did I say whore, Nick? I meant a liar too. Like I've been going off on you all this time for no reason. Girl, you out your alcoholic mind. Check your wine cellar, look at the amounts of all the wine. Like I fucking sit around and think about you all the time. I just think this shit is funny when I pounce you on a rhyme. But fuck it now, I'm about to draw the line. And for you to cross it, that's a mountain that I doubt you wanna climb. I can describe areas of your house you wouldn't find on an episode of Grip. A blow below the rib. If I hear another word, so don't go open in your jib. Cause every time you do, it's like an overload of fibs. I ain't saying this shit again, ho, you know what it is. It's a warning shot, before I blow up your whole spot. Call my bluffing, I release every fucking thing I got. Including the voicemails right before you flip your top. When me and Louise are trying to stick two CDs in the same slot. I love you too. Let me whisper sweet nothings into your ear, boo. Know what you say?
It's nothing.
Yeah, so what I'll do is refresh your memory when you said
I want you.
Now that I keep going, or should we call truth?
You think you're cute, right?
You bet sweet ass I do.
I'm Mary Poppins,
and I'm Superman, ooh.
Mary P.
Coming at you. So if you still be my
baby girl,
then I'll still be your
superhero. Boom, I am.
Yeah, I'm right here.
You like this?
Nope, not anymore, dear. It cuts like a
knife
when I tell you get a
wife.
But I'm moving on with my nigga, that's your
wife.
Well, tell her to shut her mouth, then I'll leave her alone. If she don't
stick this,
then I'ma just keep going. Damn.
I see Marianne. Marianne's saying, cut the tape. Cut the tape. Knife.
Oops, y'all wasn't supposed to get that one. That's one of my diamonds in my pocket. I got the news, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Don Corleone Show. I'm saying, I ain't got much new. God damn it, they talking about my bill, dude. These motherfuckers done lost their mind. This dude, when y'all motherfuckers cut the shit off. Anyway, thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Don DeColeon Show. Please believe it. Congratulations to all the first 9 members who tuned in the chat room. You have just won a free $100 card with nothing on it, all right? You can put $100 on it and make yourself happy today, all right? It's courtesy of the Don DeColeon Show. All right? About a 7th caller who calls in right now gets $2 worth of goddamn trick-or-treat candy at the local gas station. Just mention Don DeColeon sent you, and they'll give you $2 worth of Kit Kats and motherfucking payday, all right? All right, let's keep this motherfucker moving because I got some shit to motherfucker talk about. All right? Top of the U.S., mate. Top of the day from my world to your world, from my block to your block. This is Don DeColeon giving you the news. Judge likely to deny government on gay troops order. Now, in Riverside, California, a federal judge is expected to rule Tuesday on a government request to delay her order halting the military from enforcing its ban on openly gay troops, a request she has said she'll probably deny. Help me out. I know I'm reading in the goddamn news, but what the fuck this ban thing is? They going to ban gay from being in the military, or they going to ban gays from being in the military? Which one is they doing? That's what I want to know. All right, moving right along. Gunmen on loose in Tennessee. Oh, shit, Perry Steele. Mr. Congressman, you got a gunman on the loose. Gunman on the loose in Tennessee, post office attack in Henning, Tennessee. Investors searched Tuesday for the men who gunned down 2 workers at a rural post office that doubles as a community center in this small town. Goddamn it, a community center and a goddamn post office in one building. In the town next door to me, y'all, no shit, though, it's the courthouse, the bank, and the motherfucking jail and the post office at the same time. The courthouse, the bank, the city hall, and the goddamn jail and the post office. All right, that shit still exists, I'm telling you. Anyway, well, local gas stations that sells fried chicken also is our most popular eatery. What the fuck did I just read? Investors searched Tuesday for the men who gunned down 2 workers at a rural post office that doubles as a community center in this small town where a local gas station that sells fried chicken also is its most popular eatery. I get it. Damn. That shit worse than where I live at. In New York, 77-year-old is beaten for comics, all right, and dies. In New York, authorities says a 77-year-old New York man was beaten as thieves broke into his home to steal his valuable comic book collection and later died of a heart attack. Damn. I bet you that wasn't nobody but his goddamn family members that did that shit. Because don't nobody know what the fuck a 77-year-old man got. It's his family members, detectives. It's go question every last one of them motherfuckers. They're the ones that killed their own kind. That's what they do. Police account of New York student's death is questioned. Let me put that on record. Thornwood, New York investigators are trying to unravel conflicting accounts of how a Pace University football player driving away from the scene of a fight ended up dead hours after the team's homecoming game struck in a burst of police gunfire that pierced his windshield. May he rest in peace, though. Goddamn, Godspeed, Americans. Godspeed. Nurse tells how she hid to avoid Fort Hood gunmen. Fort Hood, Texas, Texiana, a civilian nurse and 2 soldiers barricaded themselves into her office at the Fort Hood Army Post to protect themselves from a gunman who had opened fire in the building, a military court heard on Tuesday. Let me say this shit real quick. Damn. A motherfucker can come right into the military fort and fire some motherfucking rounds inside them. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. Damn, your government is very vulnerable over here in America. That's incredible. That's another goddamn level there. I think we can take this motherfucker with just 2 of us, y'all. Who want to get on the team? I think we can take this motherfucker down. Critical mass Cyclist reports $1 million deal with NYC bicyclists who were arrested or ticketed in critical mass rides in New York say they have settled with the city for nearly $1 million in goddamn credible. All right, moving right along on the other side of town, your one and only Kanye West, you guys call him Kanye West, all right, said that there were times that he committed suicide, all right? Kanye West told an audience that he had contemplated suicide during a Los Angeles premiere screening of his Runaway short film. There were times that I contemplated suicide, Yeezy told the crowd. I will not give up on life again, all right? At the end of the day, Yahoo News was at the premiere and gives a thorough description of the film. We don't give a fuck about the goddamn film. Anybody want to give a fuck about the goddamn film? Nobody gives a fuck about the film. I'm not going to get into that motherfucking film. All right. On the other side of town, moving quickly, rolling swiftly in the hoopty ride, loaded up the nine because somebody might have to go to jail for child support. Arrest warrant issued for Joe Budden over back child support. An arrest warrant has been issued for Jersey City rapper Joe Budden, who is allegedly owed almost 13 grand in back child support. The New Jersey Journal reports that a warrant was issued for Budden after he allegedly failed to appear at his hearing in May regarding the back bill, which is a total of $12,983 and no cents. This is not Joe Budden's first brush with the law regarding child support. In August of 2009, Joe Budden was also arrested for failure to pay child support. And you motherfuckers is like, Don, who the fuck is this Joe Budden motherfucker? I don't goddamn know. Anybody know, tell us what the fucking song that nigga came out with. I don't even know this nigga. What you put in the YouTube chat room, in the chat room, my nigga? What you just put in? Jolie, what the hell are you talking about? All right, that's that. That's the news. That's Don DeColeon's news for the day, man. I'm not going to talk about how I feel about T.I. or any of that other shit. I just want to put that on record. But I know one goddamn thing, Tiny had a hand in that shit, and y'all are hearing it from me first. Tiny, 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 Tiny is all what T.I. was motherfucking telling me when I was motherfucking astro-projecting, astro-planing my motherfucking self to get the answers to this shit 3 motherfucking weeks ago. And they find, and I just woke up. I told my husband, I said, man, I just keep hearing Tiny, 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 Tiny. And goddammit, Tiny had a hand in this shit. Tiny set the motherfucker up. I just want to let y'all know, stop fucking with Mixed Breeze, man. They fucking, they more treacherous than the motherfucking dog that created them. I'm telling y'all that right the fuck now. Y'all got to stop that shit, all right? All right? Don't do that shit. I'm telling you, tap in they motherfuckers. It's in their nature, man. I'm telling you, you fuck around and they fake left or go right on your bitch ass. 928, you on the air. 245, caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on, John? This is Devil on the
Oh, man. Number one stunner, what's good, Babylon Don? Thank you so much for, you know, calling in to the Don DeColeon show.
You know I enjoyed your show yesterday, man. Ain't get to say nothing, but I listened in, and you rocked on that part where you said about the psychic women and psychic sisters and brothers got to learn and know they got a psychic sister. That was hot.
Yeah, Babylon, you know what I'm saying? I know that, you know, all women would like to be put up front, but some of these bitches need to be put in the grave. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Some of these bitches give goddamn real women, goddamn like myself that's in attendance today, a bad motherfucking reputation. Well, a nigga is scared to motherfucking exist or help another broad on this planet.
That's right.
But,
let me say do one last thing, man. You dropped some jewels yesterday, though, and they're very listening, though.
Oh, yeah, what I say? Hello?
Yeah,
what I say?
Oh, just about all the stuff you said about psychic sisters, brothers. I mean, the reason why we call the church, I've got to think of this before, and refuse to accept those psychic abilities based on my own knowledge. Now that I look back on it, damn, she has some psychic abilities.
Oh, your last chick?
Yeah, for real.
Oh, well, yeah, man. It's something about them. Them the ones, them are keepers. You know, them are keepers. You have to really, like, bypass they fucked up shit and just utilize them for their head and shit. When they fucking, well, just watch them bitches sleep at night. And when they wake up, you just ask them, what did you see? You know what I'm saying? Just bypass they other shit they going through. But, yeah, I mean, if we did all rely on our higher power, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, we wouldn't be in the situation. We'd be in a better situation we are now. You know what I'm saying? If we rely on that for a higher sense, because that shit will save your life. Say what, Babylon? Damn, baby, they got your ass again, man. I'm telling you, man, they done fucking probe being. Get out of there. Get out of there now. They know where you at. Get out of there. Get out of there now. 706-220, you're on the air. Don Corleone, shout out. Holla at your girl.
What's up, Don? What's happening, baby? What's happening?
Oh, man, you know what it is. The one and only Mr. Rizzite.
Yeah. Cracking up on my break, man. You
got
to be rolling, sister. You
got to
be rolling.
Oh, man, a nigga with a job calling in on their break, man. That's what's up. It's an honor.
Yes.
Look at Babylon laughing at that shit. Ain't nothing like a nigga to call in on his lunch break, man.
Okay.
What's good? What you got for me?
Man, I'm just tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Just listening, gathering the fruits as they fall. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, good. Don't tell me where you work at, but what type of work do you do?
Inventory.
You do inventory, like, with a clipboard and a pen, or you do inventory, like, with a zap gun?
Both.
For real?
Yeah.
Now, ask me how I know that shit.
Yeah, it must be experience. It's experience talking.
Because, nigga, I own a fucking retail store.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I own a retail store. I got to do that shit my goddamn self. I won't hire nobody, though. I'm one of them selfish fucking business owners. Big motherfuckers come in and out my shit talking about shit. We hiring? Nah, we ain't hiring. I do everything myself in this motherfucker. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck on. I have customers come in talking about you open. Nah, we ain't open. I shop in my own shit. Get the fuck out. I ain't bullshit.
Hey,
you got in my shit. That
all,
open
man.
Sign be lit, but the door be locked. Like, I don't want you motherfuckers in my shit. Ain't that a bitch? I'm the only motherfucker that don't like nobody coming in this motherfucker. I'm worse than the fucking Koreans and shit. They don't like when niggas come in. I don't like when nobody bring their ass in this motherfucker. I fuck around and take inventory on myself and shit, talking about how many shit that I done took today.
You better get an online store then.
Say what?
You better get an online store.
I do have an online.
Hey,
I got that too. I got what you want, man. I got everything, man. What you need? What you got? What you want? I'm just talking about, I can't hear you, man. They fucking owning you, man. Get out of there. Get out of there now, man. Take them clothes off, man. It's bugged. It's tapped, man. Check underneath your shoe. Babylon.
All else go.
Wow.
They fucking with the wide frequency,
see,
man.
All good. It ain't no major shit. It might fuck us up. Goddamn,
Mr. Wright, talking to them goddamn inventory-ass niggas. Shit. All right, anyway, Don, what you got, man? Babylon Don, this is Don the Corleone Show. Let me get into a little politics real quick. Paris Steele, call in, my good friend, and tell us, you know, some politics, you know? Perry is running for congressman, man. I think it's damn good, you know, that, you know, I'm seriously, though, that Melanite people are stepping up to the plate and doing something. They got a problem with their system. They're getting in and then change it. They know that the American people or their, you know, their neighbors, you know, have been brutalized by the American government. And it's time to get in that motherfucker. Like, again, one thing that Dr. York said, man, if you niggas ain't never caught that shit and if you never knew Dr. York, and one day I hope you will. But anyway, he said, listen, you don't break the windows from the outside in. You break the windows from the inside out. You get in that motherfucker, and then you break the windows. You see what I'm saying? Tell you, man, y'all got to know strategic planning. It's all about strategic planning. You know what I'm saying, Babylon?
All right.
You got motherfuckers just want to run at the White House and just throw a rock in it. Nah, nigga, get in that motherfucker. Ain't that right? Uh-oh, got another call. 901-789, you're on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Perry Steele, Don. How you doing?
Oh, my God, the one and only. Congressman-elect Perry Steele is in the building. I feel like I got somebody next to Obama. God is coming up,
yeah,
I'm telling you.
I wish.
Mm-hmm.
I wish.
Hey, if you was president, though, what would be the first thing you'd do?
If I was president.
Regardless if they tell you this the first thing you got to do and you ignore all of that, what would be the first thing you would do?
I would bring all our troops home and shut down these foreign bases, wasting our money protecting people that's already got the means to protect themselves.
You
and
are
put them
truly
on the board.
A politician. Good answer.
Put them on the board. Because, you know, when those bases, a lot of bases that shut down in the United States left, they left a lot of people, you know, unemployed. You know, people were having really nice jobs working for the federal government in a lot of these small cities. And when those bases left, those cities turned to ghost towns. You know, and then, like I said, the soldiers and the sailors and the airmen lived out on the, you know, lived in the cities. And they helped build up the economy there. And we lost a lot of really good jobs when we decided to outsource. You know, the United States military is nothing but a big Blackwater, a mercenary army, you know, sit up here going around the world, getting into everybody's business, don't understand the culture. And like I tell Republicans and conservatives, how can you bomb a place and then fix it up at the same time? You know, you dropping bombs and you bring in tractors, bulldozers, and you trying to move the earth around, and you move around unexploded munitions, depleted uranium, bullets, shelling, and all that, and throw in a couple of body parts from the collateral damage, and you dealing with all that.
And call it a wrap. Yeah, I don't get that, you know. I mean, I've never understood the way war, you know, all started. But, you know, Perry, you know, forgive me when I say this. I'm sorry, Mr. Congressman. Forgive me when I say this. I mean, I feel like I'm your friend, okay? Can I call you Perry? Okay. But, you know, it's like, seriously, brothers, and I know this might piss y'all off too, but since men have been in power, man, this shit has been fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's all this shit is all about. And I don't even get, like, how did the war get started? Mm-hmm. Who came to who house? I was on BC, Black Conservative Show. I just asked who came to who house first starting and talking shit.
Oh, you talking about Black Conservative here in Memphis?
Yeah, yeah. Black Conservative in Memphis, too.
Yeah, he's a nut. He's an insane nut. That boy got a mental problem. I'm telling you. He got his head stuck so far up in those white conservative asses, crime shine. So, yes, he real sick. I used to be on a radio station with him. And, you know, he'd come in and we'd do our show and things like that. And he would sit in on some shows, and I guess that, you know, he was trying his best to show out. So some white radio station, right-wing conservative radio station, would pick him up, but they never did pick him up. You know, and he'd call in, and I'm talking about, you can't hear him when he calls in down here in Memphis, but boy, he'd be just kissing butt, calling black folks jungle bunnies. And, you know, just talking real bad about his own color. And a lot of people think he must have been abused by some black folks, and now he hates all black people. He's a sick brother. Real.
Hey, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I said, man, I finally met a real-life Uncle Ruckus. I don't know if you know who Uncle Ruckus
is.
Yeah,
I know Uncle Ruckus. I look at that cartoon.
Boom, oh, okay. That's what's up.
He's a real-life Uncle Ruckus. He's a joke, too.
Hey, but for some reason I like him because he's funny. Maybe because he's a joke, because he's a good laugh. You can really laugh.
You get a good laugh off him. But like I said, you know, when you call him, you know, and you get on his ass, then he starts muting people. And
yeah.
I can imagine how many people have just sit on the phone talking or cussed him out, and you can't even hear him because he mutes you. You know, if you're going
to
let somebody
call
you,
yeah, that happened to General T a couple of times. But,
yeah.
You know, one thing I asked, though, was, you know, who the fuck started the war? You know,
well,
like, when
did... Well, I'll explain it to
you. Okay, thank
you. Good, because, see, I've been anti-war, oh, God, since the first Gulf War. All right, I had an anti-war show years ago on regular radio when we were doing our regular radio, and I had my own internet show way back in 2003.
Wow, that's
okay,
a
what
long
happened
time.
Was, mm-hmm, let me, I'm going to explain to you how it goes. See, you don't understand the sins of the father, follow the children.
Sins of the father. Go ahead, Perry. You talking all
right.
Shit now.
Okay, the Soviet Union some years ago wanted to take over Afghanistan, you know, for its natural resources and it's also a strategic position, but mostly for its natural resources. So the Soviet Union launched a war in Afghanistan. After they launched a war in Afghanistan, the United States intervened and helped some people called a Mujahideen. The Mujahideen were the people that were fighting the Soviets almost 9 years, almost 10 years. And the United States gave them air defense, weapons, munitions, bombs, excuse me, bombs, mortars, whatever they needed to fight the Soviets. So when the Soviets said, well, the hell with this. We're going to go and pack up and move. The Mujahideen thought the United States was going to stick back around. You must understand that Saddam Hussein and bin Laden used to be employees for the CIA. They worked for the United States, too. So after that happened, the Soviets moved out. Then here you go. You got down here in Iraq. Okay, Iraq got pissed off about the United States intervening in their business. Especially when they went to try to take over Kuwait, the little country of Kuwait, because they said that was their main providence. So George Bush and Tony Blair sit up and say, you know what? Saddam Hussein made a bad mistake when he fired Scuds into Israel because the United States didn't allow Israel. That was the first Gulf War. The United States didn't allow Israel to intervene. We've been fighting for Israel for years. These wars that we fight Israel enemies, not ours.
I heard the whole time they was fighting over really what they was telling the public was something bullshit. But I heard what they was really fighting over Israel was for the Ark of the Covenant.
No, no, hell no, they ain't got nothing to do with it. You can't take that to the pawn shop.
I don't know. I got Babylon. Babylon, please speak to the Congressman Perry Steele for me, please.
Hey, how you doing? Let me... Hey, let me let me roll on this though. Okay, so they stopped manufacturing a lie talking about weapons of mass destruction. Now, technically speaking and geologically speaking, Iraq is no threat to the United States government. No threat whatsoever. Because they can't, you know, they could whoop us no way. We had them up on the no-fly zones in the north and the south, and anything stronger than a helicopter was shot down. So then what happened was Saddam said, you know, like, hey, man, damn, you know, I tell you what, we're going to let some weapons inspectors in here. But what the United States did was infiltrate the weapons inspectors with CIA and spies. So Saddam found out about it and got mad and kicked their ass out. But they made the big mistake. They had this guy named Hans Blick with them. He was a UN appointed weapons inspector. He told
this sounds like a goddamn 007 movie and shit. The way you're explaining this shit. This shit good.
So Hans Blick told him, wait a minute, now, wait a minute. We've combed this country and there are no weapons of mass destruction. And there is no way to fire on another nation because back then the Scuds were gone.
And what year was this? When was all this?
This was starting like after the first Gulf War, around 2004.
Okay,
you know,
during Bush, right? Okay, see, what's interesting to me, if there isn't any weapons of mass destruction, why did the fucking ex-military come out, the military come out and make a statement saying that the UFOs disarm their atomic weapons?
That's a lie, too. They didn't have atomic technology. We talking about weapons of mass destruction. The weapons of mass destruction actually came from Pakistan. Abdul Khan is the father of the nuclear weapons in Pakistan. He was selling nuclear weapons to Libya, and he also sold nuclear weapons to North Korea. You know, North Korea was firing off a couple of them, and Libya turned theirs in because they don't want no shit with us. So what happened was after he did, after they did that, George Bush and Tony Blair doing the Downing Street memos, they planned the war 2 years before it even happened. So when Hans was warning, they told Hans, look, back in March when the war was about to start, I said, look, you need to get your ass out of there. We coming in. He said, for what? We can't find a weapon. You need to get out. So
how you know how you know all this conversation took place? Was you like in strategic military armory at the time?
No. I told you I had a show years ago. You just met me through the Elohim show. But everything I'm telling you, I played on my show before. I even got Hans Blick. I can play him, and he can tell you wasn't nothing there. So after Hans Blick said that, that's when they moved in. So when they moved in, then they came up Condoleezza Rice and all those other lying Republicans talking about if we don't move in, we're gonna be surprised with a mushroom cloud. See, Israel was directing it. Israel's next target is Iran. That's a next strategic target that they want to take out. So what they're going to do, the United States has already took Iraq. So the next move they want to make is get the United States to start something with Iran. Number one, we've already started sanctions against the country. Number two, Iran has already submitted to the IAEA, the Atomic Energy Agency, whereas the Atomic Energy Agency has already verified that Iranian nuclear plants are just for domestic use only. So your next move, once we put these Democrats and Republicans back in office, you'll see us fighting Iran.
All of it was a big hoax.
All of it was a big lie. It was just
okay,
a big lie.
Okay, could this possibly be a big lie?
War.
I mean, I already knew it because the Bible, you know what I'm saying? I'm a born starch Christian, yes, and born in Bethlehem Baptist Church. And in the Bible, it said there would be rumors of wars. You know what I'm saying? So I already knew that just from the Word of God. Yes, I did. I knew that just off from the Word of God, though. You see what I'm saying? So what's the point of all this today? What does this have anything to do with right now? So do you will pull the military out and bring them home?
Right. But the point of it all is American hegemony and capitalistic white supremacy. See, they want to get the minerals in Afghanistan, run a new pipeline from Afghanistan on through to the Mediterranean and start pumping. See, what pissed them off after 9/11 is that they wanted to really get a replacement for Saudi Arabia because they're not telling you and the rest of the general public that Saudi Arabia actually funded 9/11. They want to just diss Saudi Arabia and go after the fourth largest oil reserve on the face of the planet. That's Iraq. And then after they take them out, then Israel going to tell them, go on, take out.
Somebody in the chat room asked me to ask you, is this over drugs? Obviously not. It's over oil.
You said right? Somebody in the chat room.
Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead. You can roll now.
Revelation 13:13. What's that about?
It's about money, the economic politics.
Oh, the economic it's all about money.
Yeah, sex, lies, and crime said the Bible ain't got nothing to do with it. You're right, the Bible ain't got nothing to do with it.
The Bible ain't got nothing to do with it.
No. This is crooks. The Bible ain't got nothing to do with it.
Why you say the Bible ain't got nothing to do with it?
Because, like I said, this was just something that was planned. This is not about the Bible. It's about, like sex, lies, and crime said in your chat room, it's about oil, power, and hedgemongery. Oh, yeah, they're my boy, Zygmunt Karamzin Brzezinski. Yeah, Brzezinski was the one that said Zygmunt Bernard Brzezinski used to work for the president. I think he used to work for, correct me, Polabelle. I think he used to work for George Bush. But I call it Polabelle, Polabelle. He said that the United States should not allow the Israeli Air Force to fly over Iraqi airspace to attack Iran. That's what they really want to do. They want to attack Iran because they already attacked Syria and they didn't already attack Jordan. Israel's the type of folks flat-foot come to your house and jump on you. You see what I'm saying? They don't talk long. And now they want to go to war with Lebanon again. Lebanon going around bragging. They the only Middle East country that bagged Israel down because Israel couldn't win in southern Lebanon. So now they're itching for a rematch there. But Israel has been on a perpetual war ever since its creation. in the United States, the reason why we've got Paris is because we follow Israel's policies. And foreign policy, we back them up. Now, I'll tell you what, we give them $30 billion a year. If we take that money and stop bagging them up and quit calling them when they violate UN laws, Israel will bag off. That's the only reason. It's just like, you know, say if you had a gang. By yourself, you know, you're not that tough anyway. But if you had a gang bagging you up, you could really just show out. I mean, you got this big brother behind you that's going to bag you up. United States supplies billions of dollars to Israel. Israel also owns the United States government through an organization called AIPAC. They own them. Even President Barack Obama, every president, every congressman, and every senator bows to them. They own them. They tell them what to do. And when you talk about take our shit back, it's already been taken by Israel. Sure does.
Well, hell, I'm an Israeli from now on, goddammit.
They gonna need them.
Shit, fuck that shit. I changed my nationality. I'm an Israeli. What'd you say, Babylon?
Hell no. Did you know that? That's the Revolution 13. The congressman need to read that for himself. You got it, Don. Read it out of that book.
Man, I ain't finna read the goddamn. These motherfuckers don't like the Bible or Revelations or any of that shit that to be listening. I had, as soon as you mentioned the Bible, sex, lies, and crime said, y'all better stop associating wars and life today with the Bible. The crooks wrote the Bible. It's
well,
hard to
really
get people back in
the Bible
now to realize that the crooks telling the truth.
Yeah,
and
not,
some of this shit, it's hard
Bible.
To get, you know what I'm saying? It's funny, you know what I'm saying? We couldn't get niggas away from the Bible 10 fucking years ago. Now they fucking done with it completely now.
Yeah. Ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. It's about white supremacy. It's about hedgemongery and capitalism and trying to just flat foot take over that part of the world. That's all it's about. Plus, you know we're selling dope now. We always have sold dope, but we're selling dope over in Afghanistan.
Say what? We can't hardly hear you. Get your mouth on the
bro.
Phone.
Your phone
Say what?
Stop calling the Revelations the Bible.
You need
oh, stop calling
phone.
Revelations the Bible, y'all.
You need to get on the phone. I can barely hear.
You
yeah, huh? So, basically, and also, sex, lies, and crime said that you are the target. Why are you worrying about other countries? What do you think about that
That's
statement?
That's right.
I ain't see that.
Oh, isn't there?
Oh.
It said that you are the target. Why are you worried about other countries? I don't know if
oh,
he was
yeah.
putting
well,
it at you or us, but, you know, I just really wanted your take on, really, though, if you became president. You know what I'm saying? What would be the first thing you do? And you said withdraw the troops.
Well,
bring
them
back home.
Because, see, we could increase our economy. Not only could we increase our economy, we could put a lot of people back to work. But, you know, this is a new age. You know, you don't go into a store and hear, cha-ching, they ain't got cash registers like that no more. You know, things have to change. You know, we got to start putting people to work in their house, home base. That way you don't have to worry about transportation, big buildings where you got to maintain the environment like heating and cold. And then, like I said, you know, the office atmosphere. Because a lot of people, if you got the basics like a computer, a printer, fax, or whatever, digital camera, we can have home-based business, you know? And
yeah,
you
we already got that.
Based,
we got home-based business.
I'm talking about increase them, though. You know, increase them, because a lot of these big companies that have...
Well, you know, there's a lot of home-based businesses that are frauds now. It was on the
news that's what I'm, that's
yesterday
what I'm
that a lot of them are frauds. Joe Fireline has said, U.S. took Iraq. Where is the oil? If it was the oil, where's the oil?
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't for the oil. We were fighting for Israel. Because they fired the Scuds into Israel, you know, and then once they fired the Scuds in Israel, see, this was Saddam playing. He called himself a thinking, but he must have been smoking. He was gonna start a war with Israel. Israel was supposed to retaliate, bring troops in, and ignite the whole Middle East. To all the other countries were gonna side with him, but he had already told his draw.
I just heard
Iran
that it's actually too. It's no different than what Caesar and all them other motherfuckers did, because you know the federal government is nothing more than your Roman government, and they want jurisdiction. They want jurisdiction. Ain't got shit to do about no fucking oil. It's that new world order. What you got to say about the new world order? You know, I mean, the United States is one of the powerful goddamn countries on the planet. They can come in and just fucking take over your shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they got some serious allies.
Where y'all get that from? New York has a regulation. Where y'all get that from?
Where y'all get what?
New York has a regulation.
The what? The New World Order? Well, you know, yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, you know me. You know, I'm a doctor of divinity, Babylon Don, so, you know, I use every goddamn thing on the planet to make me a dollar. You know what I'm saying? We doctors of divinity, so it's a little bit different. You know, you got people who were Christians and that was beat over the head with the book, and then you got niggas who was taught the religion to be schooled and to fucking speak about it in a nice, you know, intellectual forum, like what we do. Like what you and I do. You know, most people, they scared of the Bible now, boy. Ain't that a bitch? Don't open it!
Yeah.
Don't open that, right, motherfucker! You got motherfuckers scared of the book now. Shit, everybody in every house in America had that goddamn book, Jack.
Big Brother, Mark of the Beast, that's your station.
Huh?
Big Brother, Mark of the Beast, Revelation. That's where that comes from.
Oh, yeah, the Mark of the Beast, Revelations. Yeah, but I just think, you know, I agree. It is in Revelation, but, you know, you got motherfuckers just don't like the book no more. Ain't nothing we can do about it. You know, I guess they used to fucking, mom and daddy used to take their ass to Bible study class and leave them there all day. I don't know what happened to the niggas now. They don't want to be intellectual scholars and just cross-reference a lot of goddamn things, but now people are just... It's like, man, if your whole family was shot with a gun, you got a whole bunch of niggas that's scared of guns now. Instead of knowing how to properly use that motherfucker, they don't want no part of it. So they shell-shocked from the Bible, and they scared of it now. Ain't that something they scared of? Goddamn book.
Well, you know, in the last day, going to be a falling off of believers. A lot of people not going to believe anyway. You know, and then, like I said, we live in a country that outlawed the Bible anyway. The Bible was outlawed. The Ten Commandments were outlawed. Prayer in school was outlawed. Other religions. You know, one of the crazy things I ever seen was during this celebration in New York, they had two little skinny-ass lights for the towers and then had the whole Empire State Building draped in green for a Muslim holiday. And then, like you said, we got Ramadan. You're not going to go over in these foreign Asian countries like Saudi Arabia and Iran and, hell, you know, a lot of them, and see them taking on American customs or changing their laws just to, you know, to precipitate Americans' customs. You know, the Americans just gave the whole country away, if you want to ask me. The whole country been given away.
I mean, because it's under one world dictatorship. We're in a one world order.
That's
the only thing.
They just gave the whole country away.
I mean, but it's all part of it. It's in the Book
of
Revelations.
Of it, you know?
God
global,
damn
it's
America.
Country.
It's in the Bible.
Yes, that's why a lot of people are unemployed. Because in slave labor.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you can tell that the government can care less about the American citizens. That's what they built their power on, to go into other countries and fuck over them people over there, is based on the slaves over here in America.
See, she wrong about
this. No, this is how they did it. They could give two fucks about Americans. They don't give a damn about anybody who claimed to be a fucking citizen of America.
Show down. See, Joe,
no, they don't care about veterans either.
Yeah,
they just give long speeches about what they should be doing for veterans and don't shit get done for veterans.
Uh-uh. That's what I was trying to say. Oh, Jolie Ali said this country loved the Bible. No, this country does not love the Bible. It does not love the Bible because it got rules and laws against the Bible. You can't even teach the Bible in school. How it loves the Bible. You know, how it loves the Bible.
Man, listen, man, this is fucking New World Order. I don't know where y'all sleeping at these goddamn days, but this is under one world dictatorship, period. They don't give a fuck about you. Y'all got to fucking realize that the motherfuckers that you don't see are the ones that control every fucking thing in throughout the world. You know what I'm saying? The little power that humans are given. You know what I'm saying? That's my take on it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else that we see, I ain't nothing but little fucking puppets and shit. It's like going to school and you running for president. But guess what? The principal run everything. And the administration inside that motherfucker run the whole goddamn school. It's the same thing. You know, you run for president, you run for secretary, you run for this, you run for that. But your fucking, your council runs all that shit, you know? They dictate what the fuck is going to goddamn happen, and they triple that shit down to a motherfucker who can stand on the podium and tell everybody, this is what you tell these niggas while we do something else. That's a fake left, go right. The government been promising motherfuckers the same thing that goddamn preachers been promising their congregation, freedom.
You looking at the elected officials, but the elected officials don't actually run it. It's the corporations that run it. And
hey,
the people that give them financial contributions, that's who run the government. They don't care.
And people don't understand that the key word, when every time we say government, we're saying governmental. These motherfuckers want to govern your mental.
Yeah.
Control
that's
your motherfucking ass. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
They are a corporation. They do business, and they don't give a fuck about you consumers. They don't give a damn about y'all. They just like giving y'all like fucking roaches. Y'all just here. They could care less about you, your little children, or your dog Toto. Except for your dog Toto. Your dog Toto got more goddamn rights on this motherfucker.
More rights
than
you do. So do the dog got more rights than you do. It's just like that, you know, like I said, you know, here it is, we standing on other people's borders, protecting their countries, but we can't even protect this country. You know, anything come across the border here, you know. How is this the most powerful
nation? I think the problem is, you know what the problem is, Perry, Mr. Congressman-elect? Because, you know, we keep saying this country, protect this country. And this country is an illusion. It's the people that inhabit the country. There wouldn't be no country if it wasn't for human beings occupying it. You know what I'm saying? They're not protecting the American citizens. They're not, better yet, they ain't protecting no fucking body on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? They may be protecting the ground, but they ain't protecting the motherfucking people that walk to and fro on the planet Earth. You know what I'm saying? In the Western Hemisphere. They ain't give two fucks about you or your baby. And that's the only fucking thing that, you know, I think that people just have to get out of that governmental fucking spell. These niggas are governing your mindset.
Well, when you say it that way, then it's actuality. You know, I tell people this all the time. Actuality, we don't care about ourselves. I mean, how you gonna let somebody this damn crazy sit in government over you? You go to the polls and vote them in over and over and over, and you know they don't have your best interests at heart. We don't care about ourselves. There's a very few of us out here fighting, you know, for what we believe that our people or this country deserve to give us, but we don't even care about ourselves.
And it ain't got, and that fight ain't got us nowhere. Even the very few that's fighting, even the very few that's fighting, no, Perry, tell the truth. We had about two or three fighters every time, and that shit don't get us nowhere.
Nah,
that shit don't get us nowhere, Perry. Ones, you on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, Don? This is Malcolm. I'm just listening.
All right. Big up. BC in the building. I mean, BA. My bad. I'm sorry. How you doing, Malcolm?
I'm doing fine. I would have to say that I agree with a lot of things what everybody is actually saying on the phone, to be honest. I think you guys are on point, and you're right, Don. Like 10 years ago, you couldn't get black people away from the Bible. And now they come into this African consciousness. They all running away from it.
Yeah, we ain't trying to say believe in the motherfucker. We saying crack the goddamn codes and shit. It's codes even in the Constitution that you can fucking crack. It's a code you can crack on the back of a goddamn Coca-Cola can. Niggas just scared to fucking read the shit. You know, but I'm Perry. Listen. Here's my take on this whole shit. Okay. I mean, seriously. Here's my take. Americans need to wake the fuck up. Period. They are under a fucking governmental mind control. The government controls their fucking mind. There is no talk about voting until them niggas tell y'all to talk about it. There's no talk about who the fuck you gonna vote for until them niggas tell you who the fuck you can choose to vote for. It's all fucking governmental fucking powers in a nigga head. Ain't no nigga is going to give you anything, black or fucking white, in the politician other than you, Congressman, because I'm voting for you. I'm going to go live
well, with
you
know,
grandma
you know
down
one thing about, you know one thing about running for office. You can't satisfy everybody. You know, you
but,
can't
I mean, it's not even
about
it. It's not even about that. It's impossible.
It's
impossible. You can't even satisfy your own household. So you already know that shit ain't going to work.
No, it ain't going to work. But then again, what you do provide is you try to provide a vision for people to follow. And that vision is that we need to have our own party. I'm serious. The Democrats and Republicans have just
the Black Panther
just used,
Party.
Abused us and just dogged the American people out long enough.
Man, the American people allowed to be dogged because they believe them fucking lies every time election. Then they get fucking mad when they fucking choose the person they vote for and then have a whole fucking radio show about the motherfucker after they realize that this motherfucker was not an upright standing citizen.
Did you vote for Obama?
Oh, Don is not a voter, boo-boo. I don't participate in tricks. It's a fucking
You're not a voter.
Me. Oh, I'm not.
Damn, that's old me.
I'm sorry. I'm just blend in. I'm a conservative when I talk to a motherfucker.
I thought you were running for mayor.
Running for mayor.
Not the real mayor, just a post.
A pro tem. Pro tem.
A pro tem.
No, I'm running for mayor.
But you don't vote though. First thing
I damn sure don't.
But you're running for mayor.
Oh, I damn sure is. Monticello, Jasper County, baby. In the building,
and
JSP.
You know they're
going
to look at your voting record.
I know they are, and that's not a problem. I got motherfuckers in place, you know what I'm saying? Half of your goddamn politicians that really get in that motherfucker are not fucking registered voters. Come on, now, we got foreigners running the government.
Yeah.
They're not even citizens. So this shit don't mean nothing.
Damn. I guess that's the way it runs in your city.
Huh?
I guess that's the way it runs in your city. That's a trip. You don't vote.
Yeah, but no, I didn't vote. I didn't fall for that shit. I already know that it's in the bloodline. They already got who the fuck they want next. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to stand on my square on that, Perry. You know what I'm saying? The president that they got next, man, they already got that motherfucker. They already training that nigga and debriefing that motherfucker right now.
Yeah.
You know, meanwhile, the sensationalism of the American people is to keep their mind off of something that they don't want them to know about, and that is the fact that they're getting mind fucked. Americans are getting mind fucked all the way across the goddamn globe.
Every day.
Every day, you know. That's the only fucking thing. I don't know why people think that the fucking government gives a fuck about black, white, or any of that shit. Don't give a fuck about that shit. It's a corporation. It's money. They run this motherfucker tight. They run a tight ship, and it's all about who they want in this motherfucker to tell you what they want you, what they want them to tell you. It's dictatorship, man.
I don't even think it's about money. I just think it's about rulership. That's all it's really about.
New world order, baby. One world government. 313, sex, lies, and crimes. Welcome to the Don DeColeon Show.
What up?
Babylon Don, your mic is open. Yes, how you doing?
I'm cool. Yeah, I'm just listening to what you're saying. And, you know, black people and, you know, the people in this room, like you said, we need to really just understand that, you know, when you go out and vote, you're going to keep going out and voting every 2 years, 4 years. And, I mean, it's like it doesn't make sense because we don't see anything positive happening. But, yeah, we're the ones who go out and supposedly vote them into office. But only bad things happen. So it's like, I don't understand. If you continue to supposedly vote them in office, even though that's not really what happens, then if nothing positive is ever happening for you, then why do you keep doing it? It's like we need to get out of our ancestor days and keep thinking things are like the 1900s and all that crap and move forward past that. This is all about money, corporations, and power now. It has nothing to do with voting. They took the vote.
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
When they came out with the Devo machine, the Dabo machine.
Long time ago, you know.
Yeah.
It's the big families that run this country. It ain't about
it.
Ain't
it
about,
damn
you know,
sure is. Ain't that the truth?
You know
it ain't damn
about.
Sure ain't about that motherfucking cousin. 414-578, you on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Queen. Peace, Don.
Oh, man,
doing,
the
Don?
One and only Queen. I'm funny, man. That's what's up.
You know what, sis? I'm going to tell you something. I always get a spaz. You know, every time one of us say we don't vote, I hear the people stutter. You don't vote. You know, I mean, to me, voting only works when you got a marginalized people, as marginalized as black folk is. If you can't, you know, like corral that vote and use that vote for power, then you ain't doing shit, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? You just doing some, you just jacking off, in other words. Just trying
it's like
to feel
you going
good
to church on Sunday. That's worse than religion.
Yeah.
Fucking around with
you
these motherfuckers.
You know what I'm saying? And the fact that, you know, people think that because you don't vote, you don't have a say. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you do. As long as you put a penny in a tax machine, your ass got something to say about it. If you breathe in the air here, you got something to say about it. You know what I'm saying? And it just irks me when people ask me, well, do you vote? No, unless I feel like it. I do it if I want to. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a regular voter. But, you know, if I feel like I want to vote for a specific and personal reason, I will do that because votes are supposed to get you personal favors. So if you go do me some personal favors, then I'm going to vote for you. It's just
yeah,
as simple as that. But if I can't get...
You're right. Personal
yeah.
favors. Because,
right. If
you know,
I can't get shit out of you, what am I voting for you for?
You're right. It depends on what type of work you do is the reason why you'll vote. And that's the truth.
Exactly. You know,
you know,
and so
because the
I
government
all...
has a lot of contracts and shit.
Right.
And thank God my husband is a registered fucking voter. And we know a lot of politicians. And to get these fucking contracts, God damn it,
that's
yeah, we'll
right.
vote
and
for
all
you.
Politics is local. Like, my thing is, I don't mind voting for the local alderman, the person who represents my district, the one who will sit at that council table and advocate for my area where I live at. You know what I'm saying? But as far as this national shit, no, not doing it. It's not in my vocabulary. I'm not doing it.
Well, you know, that's your right as an American citizen. You don't have to vote if you don't want to.
Thank you.
That's
very
not
much.
Your right as American citizen, Perry. That's your
period.
Right as a goddamn
period.
Motherfucking flesh breathing human being. You got a right,
right
to do anything, you motherfucker. And that's because you're an American citizen.
No, I'm just saying. When
yeah,
big
up to the
congressman, goddamn
it.
When you talk about voting in America, that's what you're talking about, you know. When you talk about voting in America, cause, you know, like I said, you know, black people at one time couldn't vote. You know,
yeah.
And then we were given the right to vote. It's not the voting process that everybody you pick ain't worth a damn. It's not that process. You can't blame the process. It's just that, you know, I tell people all the time, if you don't like what's going on, rather than constantly complaining, run yourself. You know? Yeah.
Now, well, you know what?
Run yourself.
You
can't
run. You know, just get in and run yourself. Put your name on the ballot and run yourself, and then get a
run for what?
And you can tell people, you know, you can tell people what's going on in your community and try to wake them up and try to let them identify, you know, with you and your platform.
Right. 713-418. You on the air, Donna Colleon. What's your name?
What's up? This is General D. How you doing today?
General D, this is your topic, baby. You and sex, lies, and crime, and Perry, boy, this shit's finna be good. And then me and Queen just got them revolutionists.
Now, I just want to make a couple of points. Number one is just think about it for a second. I was sitting in my political science class when I was in college, and it just dawned on me. A president, and you can take this last election with McCain and Obama. I think Obama spent, about $400 or $500 million? It might have been $800 million. And McCain spent, like, maybe about $600 million to win. Now, just think for a second. Who would waste $600 million? Let's just say half, $500 million. So that's a half a billion. Would spend a half a billion dollars to get a $5 million a year job?
Somebody would want to win.
They would.
No. Just logically, just think about it. Why
nobody
would
you? You're right.
That would be like spending $1 million to get a $30,000 job working as an office clerk or something. Why would you do that unless there's something beneficial to you?
Yeah.
Beneficial that you're gonna, because that doesn't logically that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Because if you really want to help the people, for instance, if Barack really wanted to help people, he could have took that $500 million and built businesses.
Hmm.
Not get elected. So right off the bat, you know you're falling for the okie-doke. And my second thing is that black folks, see, what they fail to realize is that white folks are 20 years ahead of us. We keep falling for the banana in the tailpipe. We keep buying into these stupid sayings that they implant in our brains, for instance, that we have the right to vote.
That's the spell of religion right there. That's no different than goddamn religion, that fucking right to vote shit.
Yeah, they going to run this to convince you.
Damn,
I'm sorry, Mr. Congressman. I'm sorry.
Y'all really tripping me out.
I mean, we just on some other shit,
y'all
man.
You know,
remember now the Bible says the meek shall dumbfound the wise.
Yeah, well, you dumbfounded my ass today.
How much do you pay Obama make a year?
Say what?
Say that again.
How much did you say, General D, how much you say Obama, you think Obama make a year?
The president makes about $2 million a year. And then if you add benefits and all that other stuff, it may be about $4 or $5 million a year. I'm talking about compensation benefits that he legally. Now the under the table money, he probably making a killing. But we talking about legally. We talking about if you go out there right now and you get a job working at XYZ Corporation, they're gonna pay you X amount of dollars plus your benefit package. And all that comes together to an aggregate amount. We talking about all the under the table money and all the money that he's gonna make on the way out the door.
Man, this shit's so crazy because it's their money. You know what I'm saying?
But
it's
you
like
know
a
what
nigga
though?
Paying
no.
himself out of his money. That's their fucking money. The federal
but
government,
you know what?
Got
but
cartel
you know what,
print up the fucking money for the government. That's their shit.
But you know what though, sis? The thing about it is, you said Obama spent all that money on a campaign. That wasn't his money. That was the people money who donated. It wasn't his money. He ain't spending a damn of his money. He's spending other people's money. You see what I'm saying? I really like that point about why would you spend all that money for a job that pay that much? I mean, logically, the brother is right on point. That don't make no sense unless you get something out of it personally. You know what I'm saying? That made a whole lot of sense.
That's the process.
Yep.
That's the process.
And that's how.
So what's the answer, though? What's the answer to that question?
The answer is to quit spending money on elections. That's the answer to the problem.
So that's why I don't take donations.
Right.
That's the very reason I don't take donations. You don't have to pay me to represent you.
That's right.
I wouldn't run for an office that I couldn't support myself and family with. So why should I take your money?
That's right. But you know how many people you feed? No. You feed the advertisers. And all of those people you got to get on the air. That's right. All the media, all them getting paid. You see what I'm saying? So they should cut out campaign spending. That's what they should do.
Right.
And not only that, and when you elect somebody, give them a year. You ain't doing what you're supposed to do in the year, kick them out of there. Don't let them stay a whole term. Get them out of there so they don't get another salary. That's what we should do.
And that's why I got a contract. I mailed, I faxed Don my contract. If I don't do what I say I'm going to do, you kick me out.
That's right.
So then,
that's right.
See, the politician's not going to sign no contract because they're not in it for you. They're in it for themselves.
That's right. They're in it for themselves. And their friends and their cronies.
And they cronies.
Basically.
They done.
Not all of them.
Yeah.
You can't say that about all of them. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure they start off with good intentions, but then they got
some yeah,
little
yeah,
sidetracked.
Yeah,
intentions.
Yeah, you the only one that's yeah. like, you can't say that about all of them. We don't mean all. We mean all of them. We don't mean all, not all. All in all. All of them.
Right.
But at the end of the day, unless you're in that position, you don't know what it's like.
You can just
man, listen, it's a goddamn occupation, man. That shit was on the game of life. You got a choice to be a school teacher, politician, or a motherfucking billionaire.
Politician,
the career politician. That's a goddamn career. That's a goddamn job. That's what people keep forgetting. That's their fucking job, nigga. It's the same. It's no different than a bitch at fucking Wendy's at the drive-thru. That's her job to serve you that shit you ass fuck.
Yeah, you can put all
this goddamn job. We really can't get pissed off at a motherfucker's job. That's that nigga career choice. That's what the fuck that
show.
Motherfucker chose. We thinking these niggas are saviors and shit. I'm telling you, y'all down and took the government out to be Jesus, Muhammad, God, Mary, Gabriel, heaven, and earth. All in one motherfucker. God,
you
damn, this thing about these motherfuckers' jobs.
Because if they're making decisions that's going to affect your life, it's going to get mad.
Queen, laugh.
What y'all got?
This is real talk, y'all. This is real talk. Hold on. Just keeping it real. Keep it real, dog. Keep it real. Keep it real.
Ain't that a motherfucking nigga pissed off at a motherfucking career choice? Talk about what the fuck they do with their paycheck. I wish a motherfucker would. Talk about my paycheck. What the fuck I supposed to do with that motherfucker? Help somebody else with my hard earned money? Get the fuck out of here. This is a career choice, y'all. We can't forget that shit.
That's right, it's a job.
I got a fellow to realize that politics is a game. It's a strategic game.
Yep.
And that people are, see, the money issue, what's so important about the money issue is because it raised the barriers to entry. So the normal person cannot get it, cannot run for office because
right.
you don't have the funds to be able to combat that person. It's like a web. For instance, I give you a perfect point. The Jews control the media. So they can donate all their money to Barack, and then Barack used that money to pay on commercials, and then the money comes right back to them. Then they put the man in power.
Yeah.
Now they can control him. That's how it works. That's exactly
how
it works.
You get paid, you get control.
You got to understand, so politics is very important.
I don't think that they're controlled. I think it's the forgiveness of like-minded individuals. They're not controlled.
No, they're not controlled.
No, they're not. You can't say that. These individuals are like-minded.
They got a whole bunch of shit in common, and your ass ain't the name.
You think Barack unconsciously made a choice to run for president? You got another thing coming. He got friends in high positions.
I mean, did we not forget that Henry Kissinger gave this nigga his first job?
Exactly.
After college, did we not forget that shit? And Henry Kissinger is the same motherfucker that turned P. Diddy on to the game. Like, nigga, this is another fucking, this is some other shit, y'all. This some other shit now. Let's be real about this shit. I have to go there now. This some Boulay shit.
Black Boulay.
Well, it is.
This some Boulay shit, for real, on a higher level. It fucked me up when I heard that Diddy said that Henry Kissinger turned him on. I said, what the fuck Henry Kissinger doing with Diddy? That shit fucked me up. And then Obama say the same shit. This is a whole nother society, nigga.
Oh, they got the total package when they got Barack Obama, though. They got the total package when they got him.
Why you say that?
Well, you know, look at it. Here it is, John McCain ass old, can't raise his hands above his head. Damn near a senior citizen. They wanted somebody young. Good looking, articulate, and already in office, which he was a senator. So he fit the total package for him. Plus
and you know
ass,
what? What fucked
you know,
me up, though,
ass,
when
ass.
I saw what? When I saw Keyes and Obama goddamn debate for that Senate seat, and I said, they didn't want to give it to fucking Keyes. Keyes had morals. Obama, when they asked Obama about homosexuality, Obama was like, yeah, shit, why not?
Yeah.
They asked Keyes about that shit. Keyes was an upright motherfucker, abide by the law of the New and the Old fucking Testament. And they said, we can't have this nigga and this motherfucker.
Right.
If you close your eyes, Keyes, black as fuck, sound like a white guy. And Obama, white as fuck, sound like a black guy.
You know
that shit?
And
Obama was more attractive. They look at all that shit. Obama was certainly more attractive.
You know what? They have scientific studies where, you know, they just get a generic group of candidates.
Have your mic open.
Group of candidates, and they ask you to pick which one you want to elect to office. Not certain office, just pick which one you want to elect to office. Most people pick the better-looking person. It's
damn
like,
right.
If you get a lawyer, get a good-looking lawyer when he go in court, he's better than a ugly, smart lawyer.
Yeah, that's why, you know, and back to, you know, I'm going to change the subject just 2 seconds in regards to lawyers and ugly and fat and nasty and motherfucking lawyers. Listen, I'm going to put this shit on record, you know what I'm saying? T.I. fucked up. Anybody, let me tell you something. Anytime you know who the fuck your judge is going to be, if your judge is a man, you get a female lawyer, an attractive one. And if your judge is a woman, you get an attractive male, you get attractive male attorney. That's where these niggas are fucking up. You got to play the fucking game the way the game is played.
You got to play the game.
You got to play that motherfucker the way the game is played.
Yeah.
Because it's called court, and all games are played
on
the
court.
Nebo,
that is so intellectual.
Thank you, baby. You know. That's why I don't vote. Intellectual people don't vote.
I just can't agree
right.
with that. I can't agree with that.
I say intelligent people run for office.
Intelligent people will not participate in no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? For real, though. Intelligent people are figuring out a fucking way to just get this motherfucking money. And while the rest of you motherfuckers believe in the government.
Run the under
Caesar. Run the Caesar, what is Caesar?
All right.
Hey, Joe, who's the young cat on the phone?
Which one? Oh, M.A.? Malcolm?
Oh, yeah. No disrespect to the dude, but I can tell right off the bat, if he ever ran for any type of political office, they would turn him out like a $2 whore.
Right?
It's obvious that he can be compromised just by his voice, just by the way he sounds. He can be compromised.
What do you mean by that?
Malcolm, you want to defend your booty?
What do you mean I can be compromised? What do you mean by that?
Just by some of the statements that you made. They're not even logical statements, man. I mean, intelligent people run for political office.
Yeah.
I mean,
how is that logical? How was that not logical? Intelligent people run for all powers of position. How was that not logical? You think Malcolm X and Martin Luther King didn't do it? You think Marcus Garvey didn't do it? Come on.
Hey, none of them niggas played in the political arena, though. They never played politicians.
As long as you are a person of great intellect, people are going to listen to you no matter what. No matter what. Their motives and agendas just wasn't about money. Why they had to think and they believe in that.
You don't think it was about money?
It could have been.
Yes. Oh, you at work, Queen. She said, I can't talk like I want to. I got to leave the office, damn, when I need to. Go ahead, man. Tell them crackers, fuck you. Come on, Queen. Come back in the game, man.
Yeah.
But, these niggas ain't into politics like that. You know, I mean, they're not, you know, they just talk a good fucking game, Negroes.
Yeah.
You know, shit, my personal fucking opinion on this whole Martin Luther King and everybody throw out all these dead motherfucking people and shit. Man, let the dead stay dead. God damn it. Stop goddamn bringing these motherfuckers back up.
Can I make a little point right quick?
No, but I think it's very naive to say intelligent people don't run for office. Of course they do. Come on, that's very stupid to think.
Criminals run for office, with the exception of Congressman Perry.
And liars.
Criminals, and liars.
Can I make a little point, though?
Yeah.
I want to make a little point. Okay. For 14 years here, where I live at, we had a dangerous intersection that people were getting killed. You know, getting killed, run over, and things of that nature, and rear-ended, and getting towed up. And my neighborhood tried for 14 years to get this thing fixed. I got with a state representative that fired me up, and
We can't hear you.
Anyway, so what happened was I got with the new incoming city council. And as I got with the new incoming city council and the new mayor, here recently we just spent $3 million to fix up this intersection where people are being killed, hit. We had a lady hit September 25th. Okay, I got with a state representative, And we have people buying cars that can't pass inspection here in the city, and they're just no good. They're lemons. I've authored and passed a state law so that if you buy a car and it's a lemon and you can't go through inspection, you can get your money back, you know. Then we had an incident where black babies were dying in cars. You know, people just go to the stores or go places and just leave the baby in the car, you know. And so one day, the trip part about this, one day, two babies in two different parts of the city, they're both black, died. I got with the city council again. You had three black women there, two white women there, and a couple of black guys and a white guy. Only one white woman out of the whole council got with me, started a campaign, public awareness campaign to let people know not to leave their children in cars and hot vehicles, and we hadn't had a baby die in 4 years. Okay, over 4 years, we're going on 5 years, you don't hear about nobody leaving babies in cars in Memphis no more. You know, because the police department jumped on it. I was sitting right beside the assistant police chief, and he told me, look, from now on, we're going to start searching cars on parking lots. You know, so when people go to stores and businesses, I'm going to have my men peeping cars, make sure you ain't leave no baby in there. And then told them, say, if you see anybody leaving a baby in there, you don't have to say anything to them. Just call up. We got it covered. We got two ladies doing that, you know. And so we can save the children that way.
What, Babylon? I can hear you clear.
Yeah, all I'm saying is that you can use the political process.
Grandma and my are called defects on your ass if they see your baby in the... That's why people don't leave babies in the... Police doing so much fucking work. Call somebody on the street cares about the children of people. Don't do shit. Stop giving the police credit.
I don't know what the hell you talking about. I'm talking about in Memphis, Tennessee, what I'm talking about. Where I live at, okay? Not where you live at, okay? Let's get this clear, okay? We all stay in different parts of the country, bro. So let's just get that clear. That's what we had to do, okay?
Stop.
You know, let's just get that clear. We just had to do that. That's the way we had to do it. And like I said, when you run for political office, they give you a platform, and you better able to address issues. That's how it is. You're just better able to address issues because your name is out there, and you can get a chance to talk about things, man.
Notice the people that address it, that actually address issues never get voted in.
You said who?
I said notice how the people that address the issues.
Yeah, that's true.
They never get voted in.
And those are your real leaders. Those are your real leaders.
Yeah,
they're not looking for recognition, cameras, a paycheck. They I call them motherfuckers the Black Knight. You never know the motherfuckers existed.
Right, that's why I say all politics is local. See, it's local politics. That's why I don't deal with federal, national politics. I deal with local politics because that's who I know go touch me the most.
Right, those on
the local level.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
That is true.
And so that's why I reserve my right to vote for those who going to be able to do something for me, period.
Thank you.
That's why I do that.
And that's why I do
what I mean?
Through the city council.
Right.
We got to
understand that we do have laws, and the city is ran by laws. And so those who are able to affect the law, change the law, twist the law, divert the law in your favor is who you give your vote to.
Right.
Period. So there is some value in it, but it got to benefit you. Bottom line, why would you vote for somebody that's no benefit to you at all, though? Exactly.
Put his ass in office, and then once he gets in office, he can't even remember your name.
So, Queen, let me ask you something. The last time you voted on the local level, have that particular politician assisted you personally in your favor?
Girl, let me tell you something. It's been so long. But I'm going to tell you, it was my alderman at the time who ain't no longer in office. As a matter of fact, he couldn't even come around. But it was my alderman who lived in my district. He was my alderman. I could go down the street to his house and knock on his door and talk to him and tell him what I needed, whether the light was broke, the garbage needed picking up, or something to that effect. that's the last time I voted for somebody that I could touch. If I can't touch you, I ain't voting for you. I'm not going to do it. I want to be able to come to your
house.
That's
how I feel.
You know, I want to be able to look in your face.
That's right.
I want to be able to talk to you. I want to be able to see how you treat your wife, how you treat your family.
I know, that's right, girl.
You know what I'm saying?
Did he stay in office long?
No, he was not in office long.
But they said the good ones don't last long.
No, they don't. He did not last long. But the bottom line is, if I'm going to vote for you, I'm going to have to be able to touch you. I can't touch Obama.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we roll. That's how my family and I roll. We lived in the city of East Point all our lives. And by the time it was switched over to a black woman by the name of Patsy Hillard, you know what I'm saying, Asa Hillard's wife, if y'all remember the Asa Hillard.
Yeah, I remember Asa Hillard.
From that point on, my family was straight in East Point. We would go over to her house. My mom and her are still friends to this day, even invited us to go when the president of Liberia, the female, got elected. You know what I'm saying, to go and shake her hands and shit. But it becomes another level. If I don't fucking know you, then I can't fuck with you. And
that's
one thing
you doing
that,
for me?
You know,
right. You know, cause, yeah, it boils down to what can you do for me. If you're politically savvy, that's how you think. But if you're an idiot, then you go just vote because people say, if you don't vote, you don't have no say. And I'm like, that's bullshit. Oh, yes, I do. If I don't vote another day, I got something to say.
Yeah,
what you gonna do about it?
It's a little bit different on a local scale. It is a hell of a lot more effective, only because you know you got motherfuckers that you know know the fucking mayor. You got people that either went to school with the city council.
Right.
You know, it's a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? It's just
a little different.
Right. You know, but
that's who it affects. It affects those who have personal relationships.
Exactly,
with the people
and
who
we
are
had
office.
Personal relationships with everybody that was in power that's in Atlanta. Personal relationships with Bill Campbell, to Andrew Young, all the motherfuckers.
And you can go out and meet them, too. You know, you can go out and meet them in person. It's better than being on the phone. But one
thing, I
want
to meet
though.
You. I want to know how you treat your wife, how you treat your kids, how you treat your family. I want to see if what church you go to, what kind of parishioner are you if you're a church going person. Or I want to know what you know about history. What do you know about the history of a people and their suffering? That's what I want to know, because you got black politicians don't know nothing about our suffering. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Just because you're black don't mean you're gonna get the vote either. Right. You know what I mean? It's you got to be smart, man. We can't be dummies all our lives and talking about we black power this and we black power that and all that other kind of BS, and you don't know
a goddamn body.
Nothing. You know, I mean, come on now.
You ain't even got a say in a nigga here.
Hello? You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, the spike games that they play with us. You know, some psychological war. We had psychological war.
I give you a good side game. The one that got the most signs out, that's who they vote for. Don't know a damn thing about it.
Ain't that
it's popularity, man. It's all about being publicly known. If they don't know you, then they don't. One thing I learned, and I told y'all, I call that shit the Black Knights. I think somebody said it. They are the ones that really are the ones that never get elected are the Black Knights that come.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say Queen, to say, look, nigga, we got a street light out. Now you got the street light on. Those are like your real Black Knights. Those are the ones that nobody ever know that exists.
Right, they just
get the job done. Ain't looking for popularity, fame, or the claim in the goddamn thing. Not running a damn game on nobody.
Right.
Just concerned about the welfare of the people they see on a constant basis.
But you know what though, Don? Those people, just like has been said, those are the ones who don't last long, because at the end of the day, most politicians are self-serving. Most politicians got egos as big as as high and tall as the Eiffel Tower and wide as the Sears Tower.
I got a question for you, Queen. And brother, you might not like it. What if the whole government, from local all the way to national, was ran by women?
We'd have to watch them bitches, too. Okay.
They jealous as hell.
You know, that's just the bottom line. They're human beings. They're just like all the rest of us. You know what I'm saying? And we got to watch them, too. You know what I mean? Because they curry favor to their friends as well and don't look out for everybody, too. I mean, all we got to do is look at some of these society sororities and shit that we're in. I mean, it's all about who you know, bottom line. So, you know, it don't matter whether it's a woman. I think we'd probably have left the war if it was a woman, you know, at the helm. But then the wars would be based on some catty-ass shit. So we just, you know, you just have to monitor every damn body. That's my point. Regardless of gender, regardless of race, regardless of political or religious persuasions, you have to monitor everybody and use your common sense. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, just because they say they this, don't mean they are that. You got to look at what people actually do and how they live in their lives, you know, when the lights ain't on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're just so persuaded by material things that people have, how they look, how they talk, or if you talk a certain kind of way,
they
he's very articulate. He's articulate. Look at the car they drive. Oh, look at that. I don't look at all that shit. I look at how you treat other human beings, how you
treat
your woman, how you treat your man, how you treat your children. You know, I'm not impressed with the type of clothes you wear or anything like that. I'm looking at the quality of you as a human being. You know what I'm saying? And if you genuinely, and I know we all got flaws, but if you genuinely are not a humble type of an individual and you don't understand the suffering of others, and my thing is that we are the most non-empathetic society that I have ever encountered since I've been here only 57 years, so I don't know about all the rest. But
can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You know, and I'm just looking at the world overall, but the society overall is that we lack empathy in this society. But if you look at the history of the United States, England, and all of those attached, you can read the history and look at it's non-empathetic. They don't care about other people. You have to force people to care about you. That's why the squeaky wheel gets the oil. You got to start squeaking to get what you need.
Yeah,
they ain't giving
you
nothing.
You got to get together and fight for what you want.
Power doesn't
come by asking. It comes by fight.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you ain't going to just sit up on your ass. You know, I got a crazy situation I'm in because my neighbors don't want to have a damn thing to do with me. You know.
Mm-hmm.
They worked for 14 years trying to get this traffic situation fixed. I did it in two. So I went to the city council. Excuse me. I went to a town hall meeting last night. My councilman told me, yeah, I went to y'all picnic, sir, and one of the persons down at the picnic said, yeah, man, you know, still going to try to get all the credit for it. He said, well, I don't care if he do. You know, why would I get mad because still get the credit for getting the street fixed and had us spending $3 million to save y'all lives?
That's that evil person that want to try to plant a seed of envy and jealousy in somebody. Or they going to try to get the credit. You see what I'm saying? We deal with these type of niggas all the time. They're unbelievable.
Just like you said, Queen, on your street, if you care about your street and the safety of the people there and you talk about the street lights out, fire hydrants not working,
that's the black knight. I'm telling y'all,
that's
the black knight right there. Meanwhile, you got a whole bunch of niggas. Meanwhile, you got a whole bunch of niggas talking about when are the politician going to do something about our community.
Exactly.
Niggas, you have to fucking do something about your shit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your ass do something about it.
Thank you. I mean, that's just how it is, y'all. It's simple. It ain't rocket science.
Lips
you know, this ain't rocket science.
So are you saying that the politicians are not obligated towards the communities?
Yes, they've never been on your goddamn street. They don't know your shit exists. It takes the niggas that live on that motherfucker to get some shit done.
That's right.
You know, if they
down there.
You know, that's the way that shit, that's common sense. You know, if you don't like something, you got to tell a motherfucker to fix that shit. But let me tell you something, niggas done gotten so used to living filthy that they become numb to that shit. They become numb to filthiness. And all they do is talk about what somebody else that don't live there is supposed to fucking do for their filthy fucking ass.
Right.
Get out there and pick up that tape in front of your house.
It's normal for their shit to be towed up.
Yeah, exactly. They look at that shit as goddamn. They're immune to that shit.
Yeah,
right.
You know, and expect a motherfucker who live in a clean motherfucking environment to come clean up their shit. They don't know your nasty ass exists. That's the only fucking problem with niggas.
But then
that's what irks me. That's what irks me is that here you got trash and garbage and all this stuff all out in your neighborhood.
Right.
You can't get out there and pick it up. It's right in front of your house. I've seen you open up a potato chip bag and drop the stuff right.
And
seen you
throw
stuff out of
right
your car window. You know what I'm saying? But then you want to complain about we don't have city services. Well, my God, look what you adding to the filth. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass out there and do a neighborhood cleanup. That's what you need to do. And then call special pickup to come pick up the damn garbage that you collected off of your own block. You know what I'm saying?
They can't clean that
motherfucker
up.
We had that service. We had that service where the neighbors get together and clean up the neighborhood. And then the city would put a truck out there and you can just throw it all in the truck. Why you got to let it sit on the side of the street? The city will bring a truck out there.
Right.
You just throw all of it in trucks, and they come back that Monday and pick it up and keep going.
And pick it up and take it on. But see, niggas always want something on a silver platter. They don't want somebody to give them something, to do something for them. They don't want to bend down and pick up and do not. I guess they say, well, we done picked enough cotton. Well, guess what? Cotton picking days is over. It's time for you to pick up your damn trash that you accumulate.
How about
that?
Keep eye on your goddamn babies. Don't leave
your
fucking baby outside in the fucking yard and your ass in the goddamn house some goddamn
Thank
well.
You know,
it's just real fucking simple, man. It's just a fucking simple formula to this type of mentality.
Yep. It is. It is.
Fucking lazy, letting the streets babysit their babies and shit.
You know
what
some Negroes think is cool is having prisoners clean up their neighborhood. But see, them prisoners, they're taking the black neighborhood, but the white folk don't want the prisoners cleaning up their neighborhood. They run for the
prisoners don't need to be out there cleaning up. They need to get them jobs to somebody else.
Right,
who got children and need a
job.
Exactly.
And rehabilitate the prisoner. Rehabilitate the prisoners because, you know, they got psychological problems, people's in the jail, well, on the street too, but you got them captured. So those are the ones that you can get into their psychological, their minds and find out what happened to them and what they think, how they thinking, and try to rehabilitate them. That's what you're supposed to be doing to people who you got on lockdown is to try to rehabilitate them. But you don't see, this is where all the damn jobs is at. All the jobs is in the prisons. And we talk about where the jobs at. The prisoners is doing all the work. So the prisoners need to be rehabilitated. That's what they need. They need to be busy all day long trying to figure out what the fuck is wrong with them. Okay.
I talked to one time. He was working
instead of outside cutting the goddamn yard and shit.
Thank you.
I
talked to one of the prisoners. He was working in. He's working in one of our forums. You know, one of our convention centers. And I said, bro, you know what? I bet you if you were free and walking around like me, they wouldn't even hire you up in here. He
Hell
said,
no,
right,
they
man.
Wouldn't.
You know, hey, Jolie said, I disagree. Niggas is not lazy at all.
Niggas?
Niggas ain't lazy.
What?
People is lazy. give them their preference.
It might
because this is how the society works. Give them their preference. People would prefer not to work. Okay, you ask anybody, would you like to work or would you like to just live and don't have to work? They would pick, I don't want to work. See, ain't nothing wrong with working. I don't mind working. They ask me if I win $1 million, would I still come to work? Hell yeah. Just to get in your ass and to sit in your face and say, I'm a millionaire, motherfucker, and I'm still here working.
Oh, they're going to run your ass off that job.
Ain't nothing wrong with working. Ain't nothing wrong with working. And see, this is what, and this is the problem with our people is that we've been forced to work for free for so long, we have an aversion to work. But ain't nothing wrong with working. You know, the sweat off your brow, working.
Mm-hmm.
Working for your living? I mean, come on now. Ain't nothing wrong with working.
Well, as long as you don't end up like my father.
What happened to your father?
He worked himself to death. He didn't even get a chance to enjoy his retirement.
And
you know,
that's what they want most Americans to believe. You just work and you can enjoy what the fuck you can't enjoy. You ain't got but 2 days off.
Right.
How the fuck you gonna enjoy that? You spend your day out washing clothes and your next day drying clothes and then you gotta fucking take your ass back to goddamn work.
Right.
My dad.
See, that's why it don't take 40 hours of work. See, this is the capitalist enslavement system. It don't take 40 hours. I'm gonna talk real low here because I'm want nobody hear me, but you know what? I work 40 hours a week, but I'm going to tell you the real deal. I bet you all for all the work I do is 20. I bet you. I bet you. I could say it's 20 hours. If I could work 20 hours and get the same pay, I could be putting that other 20 hours or something in my community. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We sit up here for 40 hours a week. 4 hours out of the day, I'm really just making up some shit to do. You know what I mean? But if we really was to calculate, no, I'm not complaining, but I'm just looking at, if I'm going to be honest, waste. You see what I'm saying? If I'm going to be honest about waste with my own self, looking at my own job and what I do, I know damn well that the toil I do, the actual work I do, the position that I'm in, the actual work I do, it ain't 8 hours a day. That's all I'm saying. When I look at it realistically, now, if I just want to jack off the titty of the government and I be like, okay, well, you know, I'm working eight, but I ain't doing 8 hours worth of work. Actually, I'm doing 4 actual hours of work. You know, I mean, if I'm just being honest, and I'm just being honest about what I do, if I go around and did a survey, you know, a secret survey like a fly on the wall in all of these offices, I could look at the waste that we, you know, the waste that we do as far as time is concerned. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just, like I said, in the system of capitalism, this is how it goes. Yeah.
Hey,
Aldo,
this is Jolly.
Hey, Jolly.
I just wanted to be clear. I totally disagree with the statement that niggas is lazy and that it's like a natural part of our human development to be lazy. I totally disagree. You'll find that in most ancient communities that people work together and that laziness is actually a symptom of an illness. So if there's someone in your community, if there's someone in your community that seemed lethargic or they weren't fucking picking up their slack, then they would come to this person and say, what the fuck's going on with you, Babu? Like, why the fuck you ain't cut this wood? We've been waiting for this fucking wood. I don't give a fuck if your wife left you, your kids don't behave, they get up and cut the fucking wood. So we're not lazy. It's the shit that they constantly pump in our heads, in our food, in our water, in our air. They've distorted the natural way of things. So, of course, an adverse reaction to a total change in your proper living environment is going to be fucking lethargic, lazy. I don't want to know what
you're doing. That's what I'm saying.
Well, let me finish, Queen.
Go ahead.
I don't want to keep promoting this idea that black people, for some unknown reason, ain't about shit. We know the reason, and we are about shit. I just want to make sure that it doesn't go unsaid that we are not fucking lazy people. We can't keep promoting that fucking
idea. But you know what, Jolie,
we have to acknowledge the fact that a good majority of us don't do shit, and it's for a good reason that we don't do shit, but that's not who we the fuck are. It's not, and
but,
I, you know,
okay,
just
okay.
That's
not who you are. I got you on that, but what I'm saying is this is just not black people. See, this is a culture. This is a culture that looks at work, any type of work, as an aversion, and as it's an aversion. They look down on the working man.
Right.
They look up to the man that can get his money. Exactly. They look down at the working brother. They don't want to fucking work on a working brother. It's just not black people as categorized as lazy. You're talking about a society that's based on lazy.
Yeah, but
that's based on looking at people who work as something wrong with them because they want to work or like to work or can work. So it's not just saying that this is about black people because we got black people talking on this program. We're talking about a society overall that looks at growing old is something wrong with it, or working is something wrong with it. You see what I'm saying? So this whole society looks at certain elements of the society with an attitude like is something wrong with that when there's nothing wrong with working. There's nothing wrong with growing old. You see what I'm saying? But the society overall perpetrates this ideology that is something wrong if you work. And like you were saying, they don't take into the account that why black people in particular, I think, have a psychological aversion to it is because it's historical. When you done worked for 400-500 years for free for somebody else, well, you have an aversion for work. So I think we have to look at work particularly as a people from a psychological standpoint. Why is it such an aversion
really
for us?
I don't think we have an aversion to work. I don't think from what I know, and I know a lot of black people, I know a lot of niggas, I know a lot of mix of different people from the African diaspora, and I don't think we have an aversion to work. I think there's something, and I see this in mostly our black men. It's not that they don't want to work. It's like there's something inside of them that doesn't yet want to get totally in to the bullshit. And even though we're telling them, you know, a lot of the black communities tell our children, You know, you go to school, you get an education, you get in the system, you learn the game, and you play the game by their rules. And then, you know, and then, and this is what never happens. You play the game by their rules, and then you change the rules. We never seem to get to that latter part of the fucking game plan.
No, you can't change the rules in their game.
Exactly, and that's my point. I think a lot of us, and we don't see it because we feel like because we're not spiritually connected, that means we're not spiritually affected, but the reality still remains. There's still something inside of us. We don't want to be oppressed. So if it's a choice, do I have to, if I have a choice, can I get out this, or can I somehow not completely participate in my own destruction? Now, what they choose not to participate in is for their own decision, but I really don't think it's a matter of we don't want to work. I think it's a matter of
this
working. Hold on, let me finish this one part.
Okay.
This working hasn't gotten us shit, and we all see it. We all see our organizations that have come and fallen. We all see that the work. See, our work we talk about is past tense and it's for a period of time. Our children out here see, our black people out here see, the shit we've been doing, it ain't just fucking working, so fuck it. Let's not do shit, not nothing. Let's not raise our kids right. Let's not fucking get an education. Let's not go to work. Let's not do nothing. Let's just be
Let's really define work, okay? Because you know, when I say work, I ain't talking about, like, a job work, okay? I ain't talking about job work specifically all the time. I'm talking about, let's say you live in what they call the ghetto. You live in the ghetto. Okay, the ghetto is why do they call it a ghetto? They call it a ghetto because it's the place that gets the least city services. It's the place where the people really don't care about their neighborhoods and their communities and where they live. The work is, and like you just described, we done had organizations that done fell apart. Why? Because people don't want to do the work in the organization. We have neighborhoods that are dirty, nasty. Why? Because people don't want to clean up their neighborhoods and do the work to clean up their own neighborhoods. This is a part of the aversion to work that I'm talking about. It's not work where you always get paid. You see what I'm saying? It's work that we have to do for ourselves psychologically. We don't want to do that work. You see what I'm saying now? The question is, why don't we want to do that work? Well, some say, well, I ain't getting paid for it. But all work is not paid work. Some things we have to do is called volunteerism for your own benefit. You see what I'm saying? So why don't we volunteer for our own benefit? You know what I'm saying? And do the neighborhood cleanup in our own neighborhood. We can eliminate the damn ghetto. We can eliminate what they quote-unquote call urban areas if we cleaned up our own damn neighborhood.
That's right, because I had to fucking single-handedly do it myself, a 250-unit project complex that I had to honor and pleasure of living in. I had to fucking get basketball goals of some water in the swimming pool
and a fucking
summer camp and fucking get paid to do that shit.
Right.
And everybody in that fucking town, all the crazy motherfuckers on psychological checks and shit said, when that woman leave, this shit gonna fall.
And I'm gonna tell you something. I live in South Lawn here in Milwaukee. It's a moderate income housing development. I had to go around with a camera to show how they not picking up our stuff, to organize, to help the people, show the people that, look, you live here. You got to keep this area clean.
People don't understand that shit, man. They don't understand that, you know, you are a product of your environment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And yes, and I mean, we do it in our own house. I will fucking whoop my baby's ass, not literally, if they walk over a piece of paper.
That's right.
It's just certain goddamn things,
do that,
man.
John. I know grown people walk over a piece of paper, won't even bend down and pick it up.
Yeah, you know, I know motherfuckers that'll walk over a penny, and I'll pick that motherfucker up.
Me too, baby. I'll pick it up too. I got jars full of them.
When I see children who litter, I literally
the
stop them and make them pick up twice the amount that they just threw down. Like, to me, to see children who, like, are drinking some soda, first of all, soda, and chips, and just throw the shit in the street.
Right.
It's like, really? Really? I live here. You live here. Who the fuck does that?
Exactly.
Like, that's the craziest shit I ever seen. Everybody
that shows
so
a product of their environment.
That's
That's the product of their environment. I want to get back to this work thing. You know what's, and I think, Queen, you touched on it. The only thing why, you know, the only thing I don't like amongst black people is that when they see a decent motherfucker, a decent brother actually working, they down that
right.
nigga.
Yeah.
You know, they down
yeah.
them, and that shit ain't fucking right. They
right.
down them for striving to feed either themselves or their families.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Rather than congratulate a motherfucker that
right.
this is a nigga that figured out, listen, y'all stay hate the white man shit. I got to fucking feed my babies.
Exactly.
Well, I got to take care of myself.
Regardless of what kind of job he got. Right.
Yeah.
You know
that's the only goddamn thing I don't fucking like. And then another nigga cross over and start making millions of dollars, y'all niggas get pissed off at that motherfucker too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Meanwhile,
God,
we have conversations about how niggas need to get their shit together.
Right.
And then
that's
in the
right.
same breath will say, this motherfucker's a sellout.
Exactly.
I don't get
Don.
That shit.
I don't
Don.
Get it either.
I always say
it's good to hello,
good
people.
Good.
This is Fire Lioness.
Welcome
hey,
to Fire the show,
Lioness.
Fire Lioness.
So, check this out, y'all. I done had it up to here with us talking about black people don't want to go to a job. Black people always work. We work doing stuff nobody else would do. They have systematically wiped us out of the working class. Now, when brothers was working in foundries and factories, started making $18 and $25 an hour, that's when they to take us out of the workforce. Okay? Get it straight. Don't get twisted. I wouldn't
right.
go to a damn job at Burger King. How am I going to support I'm watching my kids
you
at Burger
that shit.
King?
It's easy, man. You keep the money that you sell at Burger King instead of putting it in the cash register to put it in your pocket. Or you charge an extra dollar 50
but,
cents
but,
on
but
top of that motherfucker.
Is, it's
like
really so what you saying, Fire Lion, is no job at all is better than a job at Burger King. That's what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is you blaming the victim. Over the last 30 years, I watched as we sat around and let the government sell all our jobs overseas. Instead of people getting out in the streets and saying this is bullshit, sending our jobs overseas, how the hell you expect us to have a job?
You know why?
You know why?
And like I tell everybody who's been in the music game for a long time, there's no way you still asking the record executives, the major executives, to promote your shit. You had enough fucking money to open up and start your own independent fucking music company.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the only fucking thing. Niggas get comfortable going around the fucking circle instead of fucking stacking that dough, flipping that motherfucker, and opening
right.
up their own shit.
Right.
You know,
right.
and become and become competition to that motherfucker.
Right.
I agree with you, Don.
You know,
you,
and that workforce,
see, here,
let me tell
here,
you about that workforce real quick. The key word is force. You was forced
right.
to work. Now
right.
you don't have to be forced to work. Y'all, I mean, let me tell you something. We should have ran all this motherfucker from goddamn Florida all the way to fucking Kakalaki.
Yep.
All this shit
yep.
should have been off if we worked all our fucking lives. The only problem is nobody set your fucking asses down, our grandmothers or grandfathers or uncles and all that shit, and said, whoa, wait a minute, we need to figure out a strategic plan. Where
right.
you work at? Let's figure out a fucking way to build the same fucking plant.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly,
it's just certain
exactly,
goddamn
exactly.
things that they didn't fucking they only taught y'all motherfuckers religion, but didn't realize that religion was a business
right.
within itself. They never
and
taught
you know
y'all
what,
niggas that shit. So religiously, you would clock in religiously and believe that you was going to get a 401k at the end of them and a fucking gold watch and a goddamn turkey, and you still didn't get shit like they promised your fucking ass heaven. It's the same fucking shit. Instead of creating heaven on earth, instead of creating heaven on earth, y'all motherfuckers decided to believe that y'all going to die to get that shit or get a gold goddamn watch at the end of the fucking hard work. So you're no longer forced to work. You're out of the workforce. Y'all had y'all time, and I'm serious about that shit. Y'all, we had our fucking time. Look at the fucking Mexicans now. When them motherfuckers are fucking working, they ain't working to go to Taco Bell. They're working to build the fucking Taco Bell.
Tell me about it, sis.
That's
it's a little bit fucking
talking about. That's the work
we
I'm talking about. It ain't no job work. It's work that you have to put in to build for yourself. That's the work. Instead of saying, oh, well, they done took all our jobs overseas, the work was getting your ass out there on the grind, on the street, and saying, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Standing up, that's the work. That's the time you got to put in. That's work. I ain't talking about regular work or job work. I'm talking about the work that we need to do. Like I said, it's called volunteerism in some spirits. It's called volunteerism. You got to give it your time to build what you need. That's the work I'm talking about.
Volunteer when
you can't. So what do you do, just sit around and crap out? Man, there's so many ways to make fucking money without clocking in. That's the only goddamn thing niggas ain't realized yet. You can sell dirt and a motherfucker gonna buy it. You got trees in your yard, you can cut that motherfucker down and let a motherfucker buy it. There's so many fucking ways to get goddamn paid on this motherfucker. And ain't nobody should be fucking broke on the planet and in a country that is fucking wealthy than a motherfucker. You got fucking bombs who are fucking millionaires. And their job is to just ask your fucking ass for a dollar every time you at a traffic light. There's so many fucking ways to get goddamn this money.
But you gotta get these people past the identity of collecting a check. You got to get them out of the collecting
check
mentality.
No, I think we
got to
get the people out of the identity of writing checks, and you supposed to collect checks all around the fucking board. Fuck writing checks, collect them motherfuckers. Pay to the order of fine line. It's Queen, I find me, Don and Coleon, Perry, and whoever the fuck else. Well, I'm tired of fucking writing checks. That's what the fuck we got to get motherfuckers into. Niggas, checks should be written in our name. Send that motherfucker. It's a little bit
different. My question is, why can't y'all just worry about yourselves and stop worrying about others?
You know, nigga, this is a blog talk show. This is what we do on the show, nigga. After we hang
up,
everybody's going to go back to normal.
Right.
Come on,
B.A. Exactly. At the end of the day, we going to go to those that we can influence. That's what's going to happen at the end of the day. On the blog talk show, we can talk about every damn body. But at the end of the day, when the lights go out, it's going to be those that I can influence.
Amen. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? We value, you know, our concern, man. I mean, you can tell that we love each other. And we're the type of motherfuckers we love with the iron rod. We ain't span the rod and spoiling the niggas. No fucking more. Niggas
no
wake
more.
The fuck up and stand up.
That's right. I can understand empathy, been there, done that. But as I done watched what's really going on in the world and how much power we do have, untapped power in our own damn brains, I'm just really tired of it. I'm tired of the whining and bitching and moaning and complaining as we watch everything slowly sink away and go away when we got the power to do for ourselves.
Exactly.
Now, like I said,
and meanwhile,
you know,
when there are niggas that's doing shit that the public shows, we goddamn exile that motherfucker. He ain't black no more. He'll fucking sell out. Suck dick, crack ass nigga. That shit ain't right.
What was wrong with that?
I love my hair shit is because, listen, I teach my children to love yourself. You know what I'm saying? And like Shawty said it best, my hair, my eyes, you know, all of that shit is not me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we are so caught up in the outer and we forgetting about the inner. And that's the most motherfucking, that's the thing that the white man or whoever the fuck your adversaries don't want you to know what's inside of you. So when
that's
they got
right.
little fucking girls talking about they fucking hair, we already know our hair's the shit. We already know we the fucking shit. But we need songs to fucking say, God damn it, I'm God of this motherfucker.
Come on,
God
man.
Damn it.
Come on,
and my hair's my antennas. God damn it. It's my connection to the fucking sun. Not no goddamn Korean shit. And yes, I do wear Korean. I'm Hawaiian silky today in this motherfucker.
Right.
But I'm not teaching my children that sick ass shit. And then you got that little Muppet on that motherfucker, ugly as fuck. They couldn't even make a pretty fucking black Muppet. They want to make one of the most
the
ugliest
Muppet's
fucking Muppet on the
Come
motherfucking
on
planet to depict your ass. And we are the beautiful motherfuckers on the goddamn planet. Then you got a little Muppet swinging her old fake ass African braids and shit. Like, that's her hair. That's not your motherfucking hair. Little Muppet.
But Don, all the Muppets is ugly. All the Muppets is ugly. Ain't none of them cute.
I'm just saying, Jolie, that was the only fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? And that was a joke. Because they always say, you know the fucking saying now, black women spend thousands of fucking dollars on their hair and then got the little fucking Muppet parading around doing that old stupid shit. And we supposed to show that shit to our little youngins? Fuck no. I don't co-sign on Sesame Street, Barney, or none of them motherfuckers. All them fucking child pornography in the name of let me babysit your baby in front of the fucking TV, sick fuck. I don't co-sign on sick shit like that. The Count Dracula is a fucking vampire. He didn't do fucking shit for me. Grouch is a fucking bomb and shit. What the fuck I'm going to show my children this shit for? Big Bird is a fucking drag queen. What the fuck I'm going to show my children this shit for? That's their life. They believe in fucking talking animals and shit like dinosaurs. I teach my children economics. I teach my children science and math.
On,
I teach my children about little
the
fucking puppets on a goddamn string singing
Keep
and shit.
Real.
Ain't no such thing as that shit for fucking Obama and the rest of these niggas.
Keep it real, baby. Keep it real. Keep it real. Keep it real.
Well, I'm just going to say, if all of our children knew, if the girls knew that they who they were and the boys, the young boys knew who they were, then they might pick up the goddamn garbage. That's what I'm saying.
Well, man,
they
know who they are.
The
they
garbage.
Pick up the garbage. And they pick up the garbage. And we do it by example. So you
gotta
do
Let me tell you something. Niggas
example.
Got so fucking on their high horse that they feel like they can't pick up trash. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? My question is, I ask every last one of you, would you stick your hand in some shit to pull out a diamond?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Who said
no?
I would stick my hand in some shit to pull out a fucking diamond
because you can always wash your goddamn hands. That's the problem.
You, baby.
That's the
Thank
problem
you.
With humans on the planet. You
Thank
know what I'm saying? You know, that's the
Thank
mindset
you.
That these motherfuckers got you in. For those who said no, you don't know. You don't forgot you can wash your motherfucking hands. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know, that show that you've been mind fucked.
That's an excellent analogy, Don. That's an excellent analogy.
A very good analogy.
You know, I get
you know.
Down like that sometimes, man, depending on the energy.
That's a genius. Doggone, you're black God. Doggone.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only fucking thing. Like, niggas done forgot that, you know, we are the shit.
Right. When you
we
know you
are
God,
the
you
source
won.
Of life.
Period.
You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying?
That's
we
right.
are the
That's
source
right.
of fucking
that,
life. Everything. We control the planet Earth.
That's
and
right.
We
that was
won,
my
we
point
will let
when
it fucking
I
die
in.
Because we afraid to fucking pick up trash.
Right.
That's
right.
my point when I called in was that the shit that has happened to us in the last 30 years, 30. Yeah, we had it rough when we first got here. But
mm-hmm.
the shit that has happened to us in the last 30 years,
mm-hmm.
honest, when I put on this blog talk shit that 60% of us need to be destroyed, I ain't joking.
God damn. Mm-hmm. Well, God,
that
look like
that
your answer.
No
they said push the button. They ain't getting
That's right.
I'm,
you right
I'm
about
sick
that,
and looking,
Fireline. That's right.
I'm
you
sick
right
of
about
looking
that.
At them.
Yep.
I'm sick of looking at them. I'm sick of looking at them. I'm sick of talking to them. I'm sick of looking at their ass out, hanging out their pants. I'm sick of it. Okay, and then I'm sitting here and my daughter
man.
Come
That's
in.
That's why things have to change. We need more images that are really goddamn upright human beings, that are really God in the flesh. We don't have images of black gods in the flesh. A black god in the flesh is a nigga that walks like a fucking ape, and we were never fucking apes. You know what I'm saying? That's their god, and that's why it hurts my heart when I hear niggas that down a motherfucker that's upright. A nice, goddamn, a BMW, a black man working. Shit.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, so there's not enough images out there. Fuck NFL, fuck NBA, fuck them motherfuckers, because they ain't number grown men still playing child games. I'm talking about lawyers, doctors, scientists, mathematicians, goddamn entrepreneurs, and all them motherfuckers. We need images like that. And when you take a child to a fucking school and they say, today is the day when you do a project on fucking role models, and they give you a selection, my children come back, I say, you will not take that motherfucker as your project, nigga. You going to take me as your motherfucking project.
Okay.
Come on now.
Hell
you
going
to motherfucking use me, and I'll beat your motherfucking ass if you tell me the white woman said something
That's
different.
Right.
I'll slap five your motherfucking ass.
No, I go slap her. What the hell you mean? I go slap her, not my child. How in the hell you go tell my child what I said for him to do? You the teacher. I'm paying
you.
Yeah,
you know, we give our children the fucking images. It's just a lot of that shit just need to fucking cease, man, and it starts right here at the fucking house.
Well, that's right.
You know, it just starts
like you
with the
said,
right
Don,
fucking
they
images,
come in,
man.
They come in with them images. You tell them, say, no, this is not the image. You're going to use me. They take that image back, and the teacher tell them, no, no, you have to use this image. You go up to that school and say, I'm the role model here.
Amen. I don't play
don't
that. I don't
ever,
play that other motherfucker shit.
Don't you ever negate what I say to my child.
Amen.
To give my
Amen.
Child a role model.
I don't play
don't
that
you
shit.
Ever do
you know, we stay, we stay in a town that predominantly white. I told my son when he first got in that goddamn school system, I said, nigga, anything they give you to color, you color that motherfucker black. I better not catch a yellow crayon in your fucking hand. Everything on his color and shit was black. Black or brown, goddamn. A brown
everything.
Horse,
That's
a brown little white girl, all that shit. Color that shit black, motherfucker.
Okay, now let me tell you a story, Don. My daughter is 24, okay? She's getting ready to graduate with psychology. She's going to go on and get a PhD. Okay, now check this out. You know I'm a lawyer, right?
Hell no, I know you was a lawyer. Go ahead.
I keep putting in the goddamn thing. I'll write the contract for you. Okay, now, check this out.
Wait, what kind of
check
lawyer are you? Wait, what kind of lawyer are you? I just said I needed one. What kind of lawyer are you?
We don't have specialties, baby. We ain't a doctor. What do you need? But anyway, we'll get back to that. Let me tell you this
Please.
Story. Okay, now. I'm a Black Panther, okay? Mm-hmm. Original.
Now,
yes.
This is talking to you and this is their answer.
Okay, Perry.
So let me just say, can I just get to the story
the
and then,
talk,
then we can talk? Okay. So growing up in school, of course she comes to school with a different mentality than the rest of her classmates.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to book report time and all that shit, she turns in the book reports that are different than everybody else's. So she going to private school, right? Every teacher tells her research is wrong. So I got to fight for every goddamn paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now she's in college, and I can't go down there and tell these people they fucking wrong. Because she ain't a kid no more.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to give her footnotes that go for days.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
So what she looks at me and says to me is, Mama, you've made me different.
Mm.
Okay? I don't have nobody to talk to.
Mm.
These people can't relate to me.
Mm.
I wish I didn't know all this shit.
Mm.
Okay? That's what she's saying to me now. I'm hoping I live long enough that she looks at me and says, no, I'm glad you taught me all that shit. But right now, she just feels alienated. And I keep telling her, you a bluebird dealing with a bunch of black crows. So last night, I put on Walt Disney, that little Walt Disney thing with the bluebird, with the crows. Mm-hmm. Play that shit for your kids, okay? And show them, these are the niggas that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the ones that are going to be dogging you. You got to look at them for what they are. That's why I say 60% of them need to be destroyed.
Mm. Well, God damn it, that's what I'm going to name the fucking show when this shit is over.
Bluebird and a bunch of crows.
60% of them need to be destroyed.
You know what, Fire Lightness? I hope you tell your queen at home that that's the burden of the truth. And as black women, we bear it. And she's going to have to come to terms with the fact that this is her destiny. And you got to shine that motherfucking light. And if you kill some of the fucking darkness and you're shining, then so be it. Fuck them hoes. You talk to your ancestors. You lonely in school, fucking whisper to the right. You got some.
Lord, they
going
to lock that bitch up,
right.
Put her in
you
the goddamn silo.
Fuck them
and
hoes.
And this is why.
They can't fucking touch your coattails.
I'm just playing.
Okay.└
No, the reality of it is, like I told my children, you know, my children know a lot of shit. I raised them straight off of every fucking book Dr. York wrote, the science of every fucking thing. And I told them motherfuckers, look here, Charlotte, you got to play the motherfucking game, Charlotte, because I want your ass in that motherfucking system to take that motherfucker down. I'm training my babies like the Russians do theirs. Get in this motherfucker.
Damn right.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't ask
but
her what did she want.
She looking crazy. Get in that motherfucker now. Don't fuck it up.
I said,
but
you're going to school for psychology because we are sick.
Yeah, mine
and
is
we
going
need
to school
somebody
for
to help us.
Yeah, I got a lawyer that's going to be a judge or, you know, and then a judge and a forensic and a doctor and a robotics, mathematician, scientist. So
damn
it's a
right.
Bit, you know. But I know what that feels like because, you know, that's the same thing when we moved to this town and, you know, the land is right next door to the town where Dr. York and the Wybians was. And Dr. York asked me to open up a store, and I did. And my daughter, you know, and they've never been to school in a sense. They was privately tutored for a very long time. And when they got to this school, you know, in this town, man, it was all types of shit. Like, motherfuckers was like, I heard y'all in the Wybies eat people. I mean, it was all types of shit. My daughter said to me, the worst fucking thing I ever did to her was this shit right here with Nuwapu, you know. And she's 17 now, but it was hard to actually get her to understand that, nigga, for some reason they respect you, though. They fucking fear you. That's the difference. Your
they
daughter
fear
is
you.
Feared. And all
they
you got to do is let
you.
Your fucking daughter know, bitch, you just feared. That's all the fuck
that's
that
right.
Shit. They so fucked down. And you know what my husband told me? And I'm going to tell you, this shit applies to your daughter and a lot of us right now. They said they really want you, but they don't know what to do with you, so they don't want you in.
Mm-hmm.
And your daughter is one of them motherfuckers. They really want you, but they don't know what to do with you. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And that's what that is.
She gets the shit out of them because she doesn't accept their bullshit and she questions everything.
Yeah, and that's
and
all that shit is. That's what that means. That's what that means. They like, damn, man, we would love to have her, but we don't know where the fuck to put her. You know, because you don't know when, because that's what we call a non-conformed mind. Your daughter
right.
is not a conformist.
No,
right.
Hell no.
So that's why. And if she was a conformist, it'd have been different.
You come out better being by yourself anyway. Nothing wrong with individuality. Nothing wrong with it at all.
Individuality is the shit.
It's not individuality.
But it's really, especially when you
that's not individuality. She's doing it not just for herself, but for her people as well. That's fucking communal living right there, and it's finest.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unfortunate that there's not enough of us that can be you know, our own little sustained community
I think the only doctrine you need to teach your kids is being an individual.
Are you talking, Malcolm?
Yeah. You need to teach your child how to be an individual.
Yeah, I mean,
see, when your kids get ready to go to college,
you get all the game when you do it yourself.
Exactly.
When your kids get ready to go
to
college,
themselves.
Don't ask them what do they want to be. You tell them what they're going to be. You're going to do this.
I don't agree.
Oh, hell yes, I can.
Oh, shit, I agree. We mothers, Malcolm. Shut the hell up. You ain't nothing but a donut.
I do.
Yeah, I
don't
want to
keep it real, Don, at the end of
you
the day.
You a donor, Malcolm. Be quiet. You a donor. You just a donor. Men
you
are donors.
No
y'all don't have a say in shit.
Yeah, I'm a firm donor, too. I'm a firm donor, too.
He
better
not have no motherfucking children.
Y'all are firm donors, man.
I got two of them.
Yeah, I'm a sperm donor.
Yeah.
Malcolm, you have children?
Look at Perry.
Yeah, I have children. I got two of them.
Oh, yeah, because we direct our tribe. We tell them, you know.
Yes.
We don't
send a kid on a journey unless you pack his bag for him and prepare him and give him a map or something.
Amen.
You just don't tell him
Thank
what
you.
To do and then don't bag him up. Because I remember my mom said, "Ooh, you gonna be a what she told me? You gonna be a TV news anchor?
Wow, you gonna
be a TV news anchor? Yeah, shoot for the stars." I said, "Yeah, shoot for the stars." Hell, I ain't no TV news. I'm just a blog talk radio talk show host. You know?
That means a lot because you did it on your own. You're not syndicated. You're not abide by the rules and regulations of FCC.
Right. And then, like I said, you said what those folks tell you to say. You put your personal opinion in it, then you have to go.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be a lawyer. I'm going to say, you're going to be a lawyer and marry a doctor. I am a lawyer, but I didn't go to the bar and get drunk. But I did marry a doctor.
Free will got us
a
bunch of...
I can walk a nigga through the court system.
Yeah, free will got us social workers and teachers and shit like that. We need doctors and lawyers and psychologists because we sick.
We sick-ass people.
We need the right psychologists, though.
We don't need
no motherfucker that, you know.
I don't think it was free will at all. I think there was a period of time where a lot of us didn't know what the fuck we was doing, really. We lost a lot of focus, you know, during a, you know, key pivotal point in our
history. I agree.
And we kind of just kind of fizzled the fuck
out. We did.
We
forgot about the home.
We had all this energy and all this shit. And then it was like, you know, we supposed to hit the ground running. And we didn't realize how deep this shit was. It's like,
Do you think we were so screwed up that the Africans sold us to the white folks just to get rid of our ass?
You know what? I don't like to think in terms of our...
Oh, yeah, please don't get Jolie started on them Africans, motherfuckers.
I really
you want them
like
to wake the fuck up from the grave and tell her she's sorry. They sorry.
Oh, no.
They apologize for that shit. Don't get... That's a serious... That she'll start... You know what? Here's my take. You know what I'm saying? And in a sense, Africans are so divided. That's why the word Africa means to divide. Afrikia means to divide and separate. Africans are divided. One thing I realized for being that I've been placed in every culture of life, whether it's the Vietnamese, the Chinese, and the fucking whites. And I'm so good at this shit. I swear I can get in any goddamn thing. Y'all just give me a job. Y'all give me a purpose. I can get in and infiltrate any fucking thing for y'all. But listen, the thing about it is that everybody in their own race, one thing I learned, even Caucasians, they hate each other, okay? The Vietnamese, you fuck around and call the Vietnamese a Korean, they will fucking chop your fingernail off the wrong way when you're getting it done.
Yeah.
Them niggas do not fucking like that shit. Fucking white folks don't like rednecks. Rednecks don't like crackers. And, blonde hairs don't like brunettes. That shit is in every fucking culture. You call a fucking Mexican or Hispanic, they'll kick your fucking ass.
Damn, I didn't know that.
That's just
you
the
mean,
way
you mean you call
fucking goes.
Call Puerto Rican.
You know what I'm saying? And so we think that we are the only motherfucking culture. We think that we are the only fucking race of people that are divided. Everybody is fucking divided.
Even the Irish and the Protestant.
Exactly.
That's the only thing. You know what I'm saying? If you don't fucking go around these motherfuckers like me and Tracy, man, we go on all these niggas' blog talk shows. You'll find them hate each other. They have conversation. Fucking crackers giving us a bad fucking name. Fuck them rednecks. I mean, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Mm. They hate blonde eyes and blue eyes and shit. If your eyes ain't green, they ain't fucking with you. I mean, this shit is all around the fucking board.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's all I just want everybody to know. Stop saying that we are the only ones. We are not the only ones, and I ain't part of the we. I'm put that right.
Look at Koreans, the North Koreans and the South Koreans. They kin to each other. White man got them all fucked up.
The thing here is that what we always seem to forget is that we are different tribes.
Exactly.
They
didn't
That's
go
all one
I wanted
tribe.
To say. Because, you know, my husband is West African.
Tribe.
My husband is West
they
African from the Gambia.
The fuck up.
You tell that motherfucker he a Nigerian, he'll fucking put some shit in your fucking food.
Damn right. We still over here liking somebody from another fucking tribe.
Yes.
And we don't even know that we don't like them.
We click up. That's fucking natural. That's human fucking nature.
Exactly. Exactly. So it ain't just, that's why the government went on and eliminated race and said, fuck it. The race is the rich and the poor. That's the race. Ain't no black, white, nothing in between. It's the rich and the poor. That's the fucking race, period.
That rich one looks pretty attractive to me.
Fuck yeah, boy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got poor trash all over this motherfucker. You got a poor nigga mentality. You got a poor cracker mentality, poor Puerto Rican mentality. You got poor all that shit. You got some broke-ass fucking Koreans. You know what I'm saying? You got all that shit. And I got, and for some reason, man, I got a fucking bitch in every motherfucking race, even in the black goddamn race. I got a bitch in that bitch, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm just the motherfucker behind the goddamn, I'm the architect.
Yeah.
You know, fuck that shit. I don't play in this shit right now, because I already know what the fuck they doing to everybody. You pull yourself out this motherfucking unplug, you'll really see how the fuck this shit is working.
It's like you said, it's a psychological and a spiritual game. It's psychological and spiritual. You know, people have different profit motives. Some folks just want your money. Some folks just want your soul. Either way, you're going to lose.
Well, mind control. It's all about mind
control.
Your mind, nigga. They got
you. Either way,
you
got to fight. Not either way you're going to lose. Either way, you got to fight. Whether they want your soul or your money, you're going to fucking have to fight them. I don't know why black people think just because it's a fucking battle that we can't win this motherfucker. We have to keep fighting.
And the only way to fight is mentally get rid of them motherfuckers. The best way to fight is to free your mind, girl. That's the best way to fight. Jolie, the best way to fight is to free your mind. Change your mind.
They really not made of shit. I mean, that exterior is a motherfucker to get to.
And we know that. We already know
that
they are. And we know that. The only fucking thing about it is we just have to change our fucking mind. We have to clean up our fucking mind. They would say they took the chains off y'all niggas and put it on your brains. On your mind, they done locked your fucking minds up. Niggas don't even know how to get out of their own. You in somebody else's mindset.
Yeah, we are.
You know, that's the only goddamn thing about it, man. That's the
and
only fucking thing.
Not.
Yes, the white
and
man is the devil.
Not.
Yes, the black man is the black devil. There's a plenty fucking devils on the planet. And I always say it wasn't a white man that sold your ass into slavery first. It was your own.
Yeah.
But, Don, now that we out of the white man's trap, we getting ready to go into the black trap.
No, we
everybody
already been in
out here talk. Everybody out here talking about they want sovereignty, okay? This shit is crazy. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing when these Mexicans make their bold move on our black ass. These Mexicans
I hope them Mexicans fuck this country up. I don't care how
it ain't the Mexicans, y'all got this goddamn. It ain't the Mexicans. It ain't the Mexicans. But let me tell you something. The economic report came out. The economic report came out.
Mexicans combine together and make a goddamn Aztec transformer and fucking stomp through this country and fucking pounce on the fucking government buildings.
They're not. They're not fucking with it. But let me tell you something. The economic report came
out.
The economic report came out 2 years ago. I ain't checked the new one now. But they said that blacks made up of, I think, 80% of the United States economy. And part of that was just off of Atlanta, Georgia alone, of all the black millionaires and billionaires in this motherfucker, just off of Georgia. But one thing that economic motherfucker nigga said was that, interesting enough, the fucking Mexicans or the Latinos are fucking accumulating wealth faster than what niggas had.
Yeah, they are, because they
work together.
You know
what I'm saying? And see, and here's the thing about it, man. And here's the thing about it. At the end of the day, again, you got – I don't understand how come the Black Power – I mean, no disrespect, Fireliners, but how come Black Panther done popped up? Morris Science Temple done popped up. And all these other fucking old-ass civilization black goddamn movements done popped up all of a sudden. You know why they popped up? To keep y'all motherfuckers broke.
I'm suspicious of all this shit because it ain't a motherfucker in that bitch.
Ain't none of y'all motherfuckers can put y'all wealth together and still top $1 million. And that's what they're trying to do to the black fucking community. Now slow y'all fucking economics and get out there
money
down.
Money.
Slow your shit down.
Money.
They want to slow your ass down. I'm just trying to tell you, they want to slow your motherfucking ass down. Stay the fuck out of that black power bullshit and pull your motherfucking weight up, because they want to slow your fucking ass down. Meanwhile, the Mexicans are going to overtop the niggas, and guess what's going to happen? Y'all niggas going to be wiped out of fucking existence, because this is an economics game.
It sure
is. This ain't a race game. This is an economics game.
Tell it for what it is. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
the
and don't think
is,
they only,
don't
think they only pick strawberries. They do any damn job you think you want.
The key is
you cannot go back.
You can't go back to a organization that failed. You cannot go back to something that did not succeed.
Right.
They
That's
need
how
to
you
stop
notice all this shit is
regrouping
back up,
shit.
Liners. You ever notice that shit?
Right.
How come it's the new this, the new that, the new? It's the same shit. And remember, when they instituted all that shit, yeah, it was great, but we know COINTELPRO actually organized and put all that shit together on the real talk. We ain't going to fucking bullshit you on the real fucking talk. But on the goddamn real fucking talk, man, all this shit done popped up a fucking game. Niggas slowed down their economics.
Uh-huh.
Niggas slowed down their fucking wealth to get it. You could have motherfucking had it 2 goddamn days ago, but you decided to be a bunch of broke motherfuckers in the name of black. You done lost your motherfucking mind.
Gosh, to be out of your mind.
You know what I'm saying? You done lost your mind. Meanwhile, these motherfuckers got plazas of goddamn Mexican goddamn house of goddamn tacos and fucking clothes and stinking-ass goddamn Santeria shit all around this motherfucker, and we ain't got a goddamn thing because we want to be black. You already fucking
Cinco
black. You already the gods of the fucking planet Earth. Get your shit together. Put your house in order and tend to fucking business.
What I said on the, what I wrote in there, turn away from these people. Turn away. Okay?
Walk around with your half out.
And that means
proper English.
The politics. Turn away. Now, if everybody could just turn away, and I'm going to be honest with you, I tell everybody, file fucking bankruptcy. If you got too much debt, get out the fucking matrix, okay? You
so
want to be sovereign? You want to be sovereign? You can be sovereign. Cash only, motherfucker.
Jolie, go ahead and say it. Jolie, I disagree. I think the money shit is all a distraction. If I'm playing Tonk and the person who I'm playing with changes the rules and play by my rule, I'm stop playing with them. Man.
Well, you got that kind of confused, ain't you? If you play by your rules,
no,
you
can play. You can play.
If you sitting at your house, if you sitting at your house, and we all know house rules, you know the house's rules are the rules you follow, and you playing cards with this motherfucker, and he won't play by your rules, you don't. I, the person who am at the house, I'm not going to change the way I play this game because this man wants to play by different rules.
And you know how you beat a motherfucker?
So because
you and you know what? I've sat at a table where niggas change the fucking rules in a game of Tonk, and I still fucking win because it's mind over matter. I'll beat your ass with your own cards. That shit is nothing. It's nothing.
Oh, it
I done seen niggas change the rules. I done seen that motherfucking shit. But you still got the fucking power to fucking beat their ass in their own fucking house. And that's what niggas are fucking doing.
They better.
You beat their ass
because
in their own fucking house.
I done
seen that
game and shit, and the bitch was the banker. Had to fucking create goddamn paper money.
As long as they keep playing by the rules that are given by the house, they're going to lose.
That
and
is not fucking true because we're talking about something. It's a little bit
game.
Different. It's a little bit different. It's called mind
game.
Over matter, baby. It's called mind over matter. And y'all got to remember, man, sometimes you got to learn when to break the rules. It's called that Jedi mind trick. Y'all niggas better tap into that psyche shit and stop falling for this physical all the fucking time. You can manipulate shit at your own accord. They ain't teaching you that shit in black power fucking meetings. You can manipulate this fucking world where it suits your ass. It's that
mm-hmm.
goddamn simple. I got my daughter and she fucking rushing and shit trying to get to a fucking school bus on a motherfucking
Saturday
and this bitch fucking late
in
her fucking mind. And I told that bitch, that bus ain't leaving your motherfucking ass, bitch. That bus is going to break the fuck down and it's going to wait on your ass. When she got there, the fucking bus couldn't fucking start until she got there. It's a little bit fucking different. And like I told my daughter, if it was up to them crackers that's supposed to wait on your fucking ass, they would have been left, bitch. I fucking made sure that fucking bus don't start. It's another fucking game out here. Y'all niggas playing physical fucking jumping jacks and shit. It's another fucking game.
Ooh,
it's called mind fucking. You don't let them mind fuck you on a goddamn rule that you create and you can motherfucking make disappear. We the gods of this motherfucker. Wake up. We run this shit. They taught y'all to physically do shit. Y'all are physically fucking slaves until y'all become mental fucking gods and start to create a fucking world that's conducive for your family. Other than that, nigga, yeah, it's over. 60%, now 99.1% gonna be wiped the fuck out this motherfucker if y'all niggas don't get back this mind control.
I'm scared of you.
I gotta learn how to do the Jedi trick.
The goddamn truth. You know, a motherfucker tell you you can't, you prove them motherfuckers wrong. We tell our children that shit. Y'all sound like a bunch of fucking mentally dead fucking slaves with that. We can't play by they fucking rules. If we do that shit, we fucked up. Change the motherfucking rules in they own goddamn house.
I mean, actually, Don, I tell my children when they come home and talk shit about what other people say, I tell them I don't give a fuck with them old things. Fuck them. I don't pay them on for mine. I don't give them that much energy where I'm saying, well, they can't say you, they say you can't play basketball. Fuck this. You play the best basketball ever. You want to play basketball, baby? No? All right. On the soccer.
Man, it's mind games, man. Y'all got to know how to manipulate.
They're not getting my energy. They're not distracting me from what I'm supposed to be doing. That's all that shit is. Money.
All I'm saying is, people come to me and they are
Jolene,
over
you don't deserve that your baby should
baby.
Have the fucking best. You don't deserve, you don't think that your baby should
have
the best.
But we decide what the fuck the best means.
Okay,
we
so what is the best? What is the best?
It's whatever makes us happy. If what's making us happy is us sitting down having fucking taco night with some candles in the singing fucking Kumbaya, we the best. If we want to fucking have a 2 week vacation,
are y'all there yet? Are your family, are y'all there yet?
And we balling out of control, and we buying furs and shit, then that's motherfucking best. It's whatever we want. I don't give my thoughts what the fuck other people thinking or what they're... You have to take your shit back all the way back. Not half back, not partial back, not some back. You got to take that shit all the way fucking back.
Right. I agree. And it start mentally. You know what I'm saying? It's like changing the fucking clock. You got to turn that motherfucker back when we ran every fucking thing, when we sat on motherfucking gold chairs. You know what I'm saying? Gold was nothing to us. Now y'all motherfuckers get pissed off because niggas got the shit in their teeth. Nigga, I'm like, man, let them wet that gold in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? That's a different type of breed. You know what I'm saying? It's deserving of us. It's just a different mentality, man. It's all mental. That's all I'm saying. It's all fucking mental, man.
Yes, they really do have this fire fucking grip, and I want that shit out. I wish I could take some smooth move and shit it out.
And it's called shit that shit out mentally, nigga. Because I'm telling you something, the white man ain't got a hold of my family. That nigga don't exist. That motherfucker don't exist. I wish a cracker would think that he gonna enforce a spell on me that he controlled my motherfucking life. You got me fucked up, young blood.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't instill that shit. I tell my children, nigga, they are your motherfucking servants. The servants of servants shall they be. You make sure that bitch serve you. You make sure she get your tea. You make sure that bitch do whatever the fuck it is, goddamn, we designed that bitch to do. It's a little bit different. I don't believe in the white man. I don't believe that these mother. I'm not even finna give a motherfucker power over my family. Next thing I know, I enforce that shit in my sons and daughters. Who got time for the same cycle to exist in the minds of motherfucking
right.
gods? Who
right.
got time for that shit? We don't fuck around on shit like
I
that. When we break bread, we break motherfucking bread for real in my family.
Yeah.
Don, I think we're saying the same thing, but what I'm saying is that the people who come to me, okay, by the time they come to me, they're drowning. And they're sitting here trying to make these damn bills. And I'm telling them, stop the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Stop. You can't be mental or anything if you can't fucking breathe. Stop the game. Get out of the goddamn game. Then you can focus your energy on something else. Get out the fucking matrix, okay? Here's the game they give you. If you file bankruptcy, your shit is fucked up for 10 years. My attitude is your shit is fucked up now.
Thank you. Thank you. And if I don't do something now, it's going to be fucked up for 30. So I'm going to eat that 10 and start fresh and new in 11 years.
Yep.
But
and you know, even that credit shit is bullshit. Let me tell you something, man. My credit is fucked up because my mama goddamn used every bit of my shit. And I walked in the fucking Jag dealership and walked out of that motherfucker with a motherfucking brand new fucking Jag. And the bitch, and everybody in that bitch white. And the black bitch, that was the salesman, says to me, listen, when God wants you to have something, your credit ain't got shit to do with it. And you know what? Because I motherfucking mind fucked every last one of them crackers. I got the Jedi mind trick on them bitch motherfuckers. Your credit don't mean a goddamn thing. It's your fucking mind, nigga. If you put your mind motherfucking to it, everybody know the shit will fucking happen. They got y'all believing that you got credit. As long as you got good credit, your motherfucking shit gonna work. Or they've got you believing if you got money, that shit gonna work. Nigga, it's a motherfucking, long as you got a strong fucking powerful mind, la, in la, ha, in la, la. Nothing would exist if you didn't speak it. Nothing would exist. It's all about that fucking mind. I'm telling y'all niggas, tap back into that motherfucker. Stop saying what you can't do and start saying what you can do. Stop saying what you won't and start saying what you got. I'm telling you, the shit motherfucking works. You speak that goddamn shit. Other than that, you are a fucking slave because you ain't figured out how to fucking work that mind. You ain't figured out how to work that motherfucker. You get anything you fucking want on this goddamn planet just by saying you got it. It's that fucking simple. You can stop these motherfuckers. You can stop an eviction notice just by saying them niggas, you ain't coming. You can stop all that shit. Fuck they whole fucking shit up. Fuck they generations up. It's all about the fucking mind. Everything else don't fucking matter. Your physical body don't fucking matter. Just another fucking level, man. They got motherfuckers believing if they go to court, then the shit gonna work in their favor. I don't go to court, and the shit still works in my favor. It's a little bit fucking different. It's a little bit different.
I'm fired up now.
You should be.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that shit is
mine,
just
man.
The truth.
It's all mine, I'm telling you.
It sure is.
I like that what you're talking to. I'm fired up.
Telling you, man, y'all can get back to your fucking mind, shout at. When we get back our mind, nigga, they say we built the pyramids mentally.
I'm just like what they call a patriot missile. All you got to do is program it and then hit the button and sit back.
There it is. That's what I do.
I'm just going to knock down those mental obstacles in front of me.
Don, can I say something? Can I say something?
I want to ask, why you don't say none of this on Nikki Love's show?
Because it ain't my show.
You
already know
the real question.
You already know. It ain't my show. I respect people's house. You know what I'm saying? Because I will take over that motherfucker. But it ain't, you know, it ain't my right. You know? I'm as humble as I am, you know.
Yeah, you run your show. Let them run theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's just the way that shit. That's the house I respect motherfucker shit now.
Said in terms of, I don't know, but basically I interpreted it as this is a yes universe. I told my seeds that, and my son, this is funny to me, my son was immediately like, okay, if this is a yes universe, basically, I got a list for these. You know, I got a list. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. Bam. And my daughter was like, no, you can't, you know, you can't just go to the universe and ask them for everything. And I was like, you see, that's a perfect example of people's different mentalities being the differences between people's very nature of themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, my son is like, okay, if this is a yes, then I'm going to get a yes, then I'm going to ask for everything, and I'm going to always get a yes. My daughter went to the opposite side of it and was like, you know, if this is a yes, then for the shit I can't really take care of, then I know I can, you know, lean on the universe and get some help when needed. You see what I'm saying?
What's your point? I don't get it. What was your point? No, seriously, what was your point? That was a pointless argument.
It wasn't an argument, Nick. It wasn't an argument. It was a statement.
No, I
didn't
understand what she's saying.
I was responding to what Don was saying about how, you know what I'm saying, basically you speak that shit out there, and it's yours. Boom, done. That's what I was responding to.
Oh,
it wasn't
okay.
Yeah, you do. And it's mental first. And before we get anything physically, it was already set up mentally. You know what I'm saying? We think we got what we got because we went hard and got it or whatever. That shit was already set up mentally. You know what I'm saying? It's always mental first, man. It's just that goddamn simple. If a nigga think he ain't got shit, he ain't gonna have shit. The nigga got an empty motherfucking can that he live in. That's just the way the shit works. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing. That's why the white man figured out the way that the minds of gods work, and they flipped that shit, and we became slaves, and they became the gods because they used mental power over us first. They figured out how to fucking take the power from God, and that's getting their head. That's how the shit works.
This means they were originally smarter than
I love you, Perry. Thank you. Say what?
I said if they thought about this, that means they were originally smarter than us.
No, they just figured it out.
They
just figured out the mind. They figured out. I mean, they've been having a mind project for a long fucking time. They figured out the mind. And when they figured out the mind, they tapped into that source. Because the mind is nowhere on your body, for one. The mind is a motherfucking bastard. I mean, it's some other shit. And when you tap into that motherfucker, you got it. You got the power. When you figure out how to manipulate thought and how that shit travel, I can send you a fucking thought, goddammit, that'll last you the rest of the motherfucking day, and you'll be thinking about me until the fucking show come on tomorrow.
I agree, because I feel like that's what you do.
You're
going to have me waking up like, oh, shit, is it 12?
I gotta
be ready for
Dawn's
show.
I mean,
you
going to
have a show on that, Dawn?
Huh?
You gonna have a show on that, Dawn? Because
oh,
I gotta
what?
Tell you that on the Jedi mind trick. I gotta tell you, for the last month, right? Because y'all see I'm new. I've been watching this shit on Blog Talk, and I look forward to 11 o'clock every day.
Well, all praises to the Most High, man. I mean, you know, Fireliners, I thought I lost you, though, and I was like, fuck black people, fuck white people, fuck all that shit, fuck all this about your family, and it is true, it is about your family, you know what I'm saying? It is, but I was like, oh, Lord, I done lost Fireliners, I'm sorry. But, you know,
no,
it is what it is.
No, stronger stock than that, baby.
I know, and I love y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are actually my distant relatives and shit that just can't come over for dinner, but we can have breakfast and lunch.
I can guarantee you people don't gravitate to one another. If you've been around as long as I have, you understand, because you know I'm 80 years old.
Yes.
People
oh,
don't gravitate.
You're 120 by now. You're probably 120.
People don't gravitate to one another. No reason. You understand what I'm saying? You see in these blog top groups, the same fucking people come. The same fucking people come. Every now and then you get a new person. Same core group. So all I'm saying is your little core that you got, there's not a, I don't believe in coincidence is what I'm trying to say. People gravitate to one another.
Right,
they will
and I'm
going to
tell y'all
off
the rip, man. When I see, it's a few names when I see that really fucking make me feel like, goddamn it, we about to motherfucking set some shit off. When I see Jolie pop up,
Fire Linus, Tracy, Queen Afami, Midnight Sun, B.A. now. You know, me and B.A. go back. We go way back, Malcolm. We go back, boy. You know, it's just certain motherfuckers, and I'm like, yeah, and it's a certain, like, valley and shit, man. It's just a certain energy. Like, that's, the, like, the best fucking, that's, the, like, the main ingredient. You know, y'all don't understand. Y'all are the main ingredient.
Yeah, and we set these other talk shows out, shit. We can't say shit. We'd be talking to each other, and they'd be talking that you got to buy this, you got to buy that, you got to go buy this, you got to buy that.
And tell your motherfucking ass stop drinking and shit. Save your money, give me $5 of it. The fuck is that shit, nigga? I'm going to go buy me a beer. The fuck I look like.
Okay.
But I just want to say, look, she was Jolita, I was in good company until she said Malcolm. But I love Jolie's show, you know. I mean, it's a Queen Afami, you know. Put in when your next show. Queen show is off the chain. You know what I'm saying? We're just waiting on Tracy to fucking set her show off, you know, and then we get together and we get branded in this motherfucking game, become our own network, and Blog Talk don't have a say in it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, what did I tell you when you said that? What did I put in there when you said that?
I don't remember what you say.
I'll write your contract.
Oh, well, that's what's up, my lady. That's what's up, my lady. Hey, I love y'all, man. You know, I ain't been to rest. You know what I'm saying? I've been up for goddamn almost, we've been knocking at 48 hours, and I got goddamn another 24 to do before I lay down. But I love y'all, man. Thank y'all so much. Same time, same place. How about that? The Donnie Colleon Show. I won't be seeing y'all tonight on anybody's shows. I'll be out with the sellouts, the Boulay Society, you know.
That's what's up.
You know, that's part of my job, boy. You know, I'm strategically placed, boy. So I be out with the Boulays, all the motherfuckers with the money. But I love
okay,
y'all,
well,
though, man. Jolie, man,
I'm
going to come take you with
report.
Me one day. Jolie, I'm going to take
I'm
you with
give
me.
You...
Jolie, I'm going to come pick you up from College Park, nigga. I'm going to show you how the rich and famous do it, man. With they flaming booties and they bumping cats with one another, but they sing on TV. Jolima hung up.
Well, I'll give you the report on Tyler Perry tomorrow.
Around, crackers and craziness. Like, I'm liable to do anything.
Hey, I'm going to come get you, man. I'm going to show you these motherfuckers, though. They real good peoples, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I love y'all, though, man. I'll see y'all at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. May y'all have an awarding day, okay?
We love you, Don.
Jolie, I'm waiting on your show tomorrow, girl.
Okay, good.
All right, then. Let's run it. Queen, put your thing in the chat room real quick if you can hear me, man, before they cut me off. Okay. It's going to take her a minute. But I love y'all, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. Oh, Sunday's at 8 p.m., Queen Afami Show, all right? Sunday's at 8.